Yeah. Clarence, it's good I caught you. It seems everyone else has left. So I'm afraid you're going to have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday nights.
I'm afraid you're going to have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence.
No, no, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Whose mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
No! And you're listening to the What the Hell Show on Ranch Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
Some people...
Oh, where am I? There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, some people picked up on the Psycho reference.
Right? Yeah. Oh, God, thank you. That was good for me. Yeah. Does anyone have a cigarette?
I need to take a shower now.
We felt it was past due for a Clarence sequel.
We didn't actually clarify it. Clarence, his actual name is Clarence Winker. He's becoming like a persona now. His online name is Mother. Okay, so
if that didn't make sense before.
That didn't make sense before, but because that's why his online persona is like speaking to him in his head, you know.
He's getting in the way.
I can't work Sunday night.
You know, other than the mother reference, I was really amazed how you were able to capture the moments between me and my boss.
Desmond has experienced it. Dak has experienced this firsthand argument over working Sunday
night. No. Do you remember I said that my boss honestly believed that the universe would come to a crashing halt if I didn't work on Sundays? He has me on a new shift. Every Saturday night, I got to work a 16-hour shift, so I get that 8 hours in on Sunday. He's got to do it.
Punishment for you.
Oh well. So I guess we got to go around the room tonight.
Yeah, we started a little bit late just to get everyone in.
Yeah, because no one was here. I've been here since noon.
But... We started on time, you mean?
Started late on time, I guess.
Started late on time.
Okay, when have we started at 6?
Hey, very seldom. You're like all sexied out. Drexel's all sexied out.
No, we're not getting off the topic of, you guys are bitching because we weren't here on time. We were here before the show normally starts, so fuck you, motherfucker,
you know,
and all your motherfucking friends.
For the last 2 weeks in a row, I have to thank Private Drexel because he's been giving your old Uncle Dak and PVM a ride to the show. But I have to say, having spent this extra time with him, I've come to the realization that you, Private Drexel, are the most argumentative fuck on the planet Earth.
Oh, okay, wait a second.
Whoa, stop.
Don't argue. He'll argue that.
You just came to this conclusion now. Like, are you losing your memory because you've been bitching at me for years about it?
I always thought you were the most argumentative person I knew. Now I'm willing to go out on a limb and give the entire world to you.
Wow, that's a stretch. What was I
arguing about before?
Tonight?
Like tonight, yeah.
Is the object who just hit me in the back of the head metal or plastic?
No. The center of that discussion was whether you were a whiny bitch or a really whiny bitch.
No, that's a plastic bottle. I'll kill you. No, you won't.
Okay. Private
you
Drexel.
You were there.
That was pretty accurate. He did threaten to kill multiple times.
How can you tell I lived with him?
Okay.
Until we pointed out that he was airbagless and seatbeltless, and Brian and I were safe.
But he's not gasbagless, so we're okay. All right. Pivot the camera. There's Private Drexel looking very sexy with his shades. Not nearly as cool as my shades, but a good try. All right. And then we have
you could argue about that,
Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, hey, how's it going? I'm here sponsored. Today I'm sponsoring, what's my product? I can't remember the product name, but it's this Style Glue. Because I woke up this morning and didn't have time to have a shower, so that my hair spiking agent is 2 days old.
What,
it's still amazing. It's
what happened to the white?
Oh, I dyed it black. For people who've... I've been having my vampire phase. So I've been getting very into dyeing my hair black. Actually, really
see the teeth.
No, I'm not that far into my face.
Let me see the teeth.
I'm not like
you're
oh,
not
sorry.
A vampire.
You're right. But in all honesty, like I'm liking the black hair, so I went and dyed the hair black. I got up one morning and had a lapse.
It actually almost looks good on you.
It almost looks good, but it does in fact look incredibly shitty. It says
but it
light
almost
as
looks
looking
good.
Bad before it can look good. John Candy, fuck man in the house. Over to Ronan Medic.
Saying hello once again.
You're here. What happened?
Well, when you work approximately 40-some-odd hours and then decide to
straight.
Either come to the show or possibly swerve in the way and crash and die on the way here, or go home and sleep, I chose the latter.
Huh? Okay, I'll just go with
he's
it.
He's not sure whether he's here or whether he died.
Are you talking about last week or this week?
Honorably.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I thought. That
and
was
then we have 200% sexy PVM.
Oh, that was a kind of a belch one. That was just crawled out.
Actually, sound like you.
Hello, your old Uncle Zach.
Your old Uncle Zach. And then we have back from a long absence is Black Wolf.
Very, very long.
What happened to the beard and the goatee?
What the fuck is that?
Where's that coming from?
There's like music playing.
There's like your phone.
Does your phone sell ice cream?
I want ice cream now.
Ice cream!
Do you have like a rocket?
Does ice cream deliver? Does anyone deliver ice cream?
No, but if you're you got the cool phone.
Yeah.
That's the cool phone. Can
is it the
cool
narrow phone?
Phone?
Like
yeah, it's very sexy.
Ooh.
I like being as I recently lost
objects.
My cell phone.
What happened to your cell phone?
Oh, it's gone.
Is it just as long but narrower?
I'm thinking someone stole my cell phone, in which they did. I better be thinking, hey man, here's a cell phone. Oh well, I'll just take this one, and then of course I'll be getting detailed billing, so I'll see if anyone stole it, what numbers they've called. Well, that's the best part to be like, what could this guy do? Gung. Well, wouldn't it just be funny, yes? And I'll just go and, well, I'll put it out to Colton and say, you know, in my usual patient zero fashion, I don't want to know what you guys do. I'm not responsible whatsoever, but if you cut their hands off, I'll send you a free jacket.
How very Arabic of you.
Yeah, you know, because they're like thieves and shit. So, I mean, it's all good if you, like, say, kill these fuckers. Sean, you can't be saying kill these fuckers. This is Rant Radio Lawyers. Oh, come on, motherfucker. I said I didn't want Sheriff John Bonnell's head no more. This is a very sexy phone. Can we get a zoom in on this phone? This is a fucking porno phone, man.
Light it up.
Bow. Turn on an angle so we can get, like, the big cell phone ankle shot.
Here. Hit the light button on it. It looks so cool.
Oh, that's a nice cell phone. So I'm going to be getting me a new cell phone. Everyone wants to steal. No, don't. I better not say that. Okay, here we go.
They're telling us different places you can actually get ice cream delivered, and I'd just like to mention that we're in British Columbia, and if there are any places that deliver ice cream in British Columbia, or mainland, we want to hear about them. I could care less about how you get your ice cream delivered.
I want a place that delivers, like, pot to your door, like what they have in Amsterdam. I mean, because they have that. You can call from Amsterdam and go, I need 20 grams of pot on this street corner right now. I'm thinking that if you sell that with, like, Twinkies and donuts and potato chips, fuck, you got it made, man. You'll be like...
So it's kind of a captive market thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then we have Black Wolf's companion, whose online name is... what? Soma.
Look at the camera.
Look at the camera, Soma.
Hi. Nice. I find the bridge.
That's all we get.
Wow. Canada, not too far for delivery.
Go closer. I want to see.
Sumerian.
Let me see the pores.
Hi, Sumerian.
Flare the nose.
I just told you
that if you were looking at it, you wouldn't have felt you were close enough. Oh, okay. From your pictures of the past,
I did,
but you know.
Well, we don't listen to you, Drexel.
That's right. My mic isn't loud enough.
But you are looking very smart.
You know what? I forgot to play something.
You are looking extremely smarmy this evening.
What the hell is
smarmy?
Smarmy. I don't think that has anything. I don't think that's good.
It's smarmy.
No, it's smarmy. Not good.
It's smarmy. Not like food.
I really don't think that's good.
I think smarmy is like a,
it's a
your little
dinosaur.
Shitty attitude.
No, like, smarmy is like the guy you buy your car from.
like a game show.
So I was right. A shitty little attitude.
Like David Letterman.
Okay, what's the score here? You're wearing dress socks, Dresser, you're getting some poontang after the show tonight, right? is that the deal?
No, Drexel. No, Drexel, as a rule, does not get any sex. The girls don't like Drexel.
Well, I don't know. You're looking pretty sassy. For all women who'd like to fuck Drexel, please ICQ Sean. I will give you his home address. You can throw your bodies.
You can throw your panties at my door.
Yeah, used.
Used.
That whole scat thing.
If they smell all right to me,
righteous dumps
you're
on Drexel's lawn.
Skin marks on
which you have to explain that one to the landlord. Why is there huge dumping piles of human fecals on the lawn, Drexel? Part of this radio. Never mind. I don't know.
It's the ladies.
I forgot to play something.
That was crazy.
We're gonna play it. Remember, we did the intro thing and clips from last show.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
So we actually did it. Do it.
Here's last show.
No, really.
Really, here's the last show.
It's having a connection. It's not broadcasting. Please stand by. Please type into the IRC.
Please stand by. If this had been a real Rant Radio emergency, you would be told where to go.
And how to get there.
Okay, it's all gone for shit. Oh, my God.
You suck.
Can you tell the IRC?
Please type into the IRC. Drexel, stand by. I think we're disconnected.
Oh, there. We had... yeah.
Disconnected?
Well, we just had a big thing go on the screen. Let's try it now.
So what is wrong with your computer?
Nothing's wrong with your computer.
It's Soylent Zero. He's giving us a denial of service attack. Quickly, we must destroy him. Is this broadcasting right now?
So it's not on line record right now?
No.
We had a flame war with somebody.
Oh, pipeline 24K is down.
It's sort of like
my stream
it was
died.
A flame police action.
they're all complaining about their stream being down. So I think it's confirmed.
It's confirmed.
The streams are down.
They're killing people.
Medic.
Well, I've been somebody for a very long time, Ned.
They're killing hostages. Okay, we're back.
Wow. Are we back?
Are we back? How many hostages
were
killed?
There's hiccups in my line here.
Can we get a count on how many hostages
were killed?
It's that damn Shaw cable.
Yeah, that damn Shaw cable.
It's that damn Shaw cable.
You should phone up Delta Cable. Sammy should phone up Delta Cable and say, who the fuck's in charge down there?
Oh, wait. None of that.
Let me talk to the motherfucker in charge.
None of that.
None of what? You should ball that guy out, motherfucker.
Okay, here are the clips.
It seemed to become an escalating event.
Yeah, is it playing right now?
No.
Okay, I think it's kind of funny that we get 2 years of shit-hot, kick-ass, awesome service, and for 5 minutes it's all fucked up, and we're calling everybody down!
That's how it works. That's how it works in the technical support industry.
Do you know how much money I've lost?
In the 1 minute I was down, millions I'm trading!
You owe me money!
Here's a clip from the last show.
He sits down, he's like, you fucking want to go? I said, I want to watch the movie, but I can kill you afterwards.
So, I'll kill you later, super loser. I'm not a Christian, but I play one on Rant Radio.
What, are children making the laws in Colorado?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
I was in a hot tub. Well, New Year's Eve, arguing with religion with this man.
No, you were saying, oh, God, touch me, oh, God.
Oh, God. You're extrapolating way too much from that experience. Who do you think turned off the power in California? It was cold.
Yeah, it was cold. But, I mean, just in that one action, you know, everyone's like, wow, who did that? And there's Lieutenant Major Schlabby going, Sean said that. Sean said he was gay.
What? No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Sean's gay.
I heard it.
Everyone's gone out of the closet. Put it on the cult page. What the hell? I feel
but
Uncle Dak possessing my body. Uncle Dak is possessing my body.
Well, how do you feel about your God? I'm going to hell. Because I don't believe in your God. You like that guy? You're worshiping this guy? How does that make you feel that me, your friend, I'm your friend? And your God is going to send me to hell just because I don't believe in him.
I'd rather be dead.
No, well...
baby.
Well, what about those towns that only have Walmart?
Well, that's okay. Now you got a new career, don't you?
Got move.
What do you do? I rob from Walmart.
You know, if you were
Wait,
to listen,
there you go.
If you were just to listen to those promos, you'd almost think that this show would be worth listening to.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
right.
Like that's like you know, fortunately, no one
seconds.
Actually listens just to the 45
seconds. 45 seconds of like coolness, and you're like, wow, they got that out of 3 fucking hours. That's amazing.
Wow. Talk about the wheat and the chafe.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's like watching the promos for a movie. Well, that's the best of the movie. I don't need to go see it anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. It's, you know, oh, well, whatever. I want to get, like, some movie.
Yeah, but this is, like, a promo after the movie.
By the way,
the
chick is really again.
Yeah, it's like the promo after the... It's to go, wow, I missed last week. That sounded really funny. I shouldn't miss any more weeks.
Yeah, that's
I might
that's
miss
the
funny one.
That's the hook. Well, it's always a crapshoot. Right? You always go, you always listen to the show. And
Bruce Willis is really dead.
Wow, let's ruin the endings of all of the movies.
Special spoiler episode now on Red Radio.
Oh, well.
So let's go through the IRC, because they like that.
Do they?
Yes.
I can't read it from here.
Can you read it there, there, or there?
No, you have to read it. I've done it last time.
Somebody else can read it.
No, Sim, you read it.
I guess so. Mr. Echo, Smokehouse, Holy Dio's birthday, I guess. Ofi Dofi, Crazy Redhead, Apocalypse, Pele, Pseudo, Roto, Test Rider, Doodle, Paradox, Kexler, Miss Echo, Deckardell, Rooster, Templar Knight, Cyber Samurai, Marius, Soltrance, Hatred Catalyst, Delirium, Buck X, Floyd Lapel, Fourier, Half Elf, Judas, Lathe, Romulus, Yggdrasil, Plastic, Kha'Zix, Rancid Girl, Zerstor, Novich Snitz, and oh, that's a long name. Sparky, Simplex, Sofa, Kind, Wee Todd, ID. Okay. Stain 99 is unbirthday. Starbaby, Skitty, Valley Empire, Vamp Drizgon, Zenobia, Drawing, and Y2 Karma.
Okay.
And
I'll do it on the end of the show.
But before we get on to it, I have a special anniversary greeting to Crazy Redhead.
Uh-oh.
It's our anniversary. She walked into my house on... Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah, 11 years ago. Super Bowl Sunday.
Is Super Bowl Sunday the same every year? Same day?
No. Yeah, not really, but we always kind of, we use our anniversary, we use Super
Anyone
Bowl Sunday.
Anyone kind enough to post the Super Bowl score would be good. Thank you.
No.
Last I heard at the halftime, the Ravens were actually beating the Giants.
Ravens? Never heard of that.
Well,
where
are we
from?
Ever not talking about Super Bowl stuff?
Tell someone who cares.
Do you know, when I used to watch the Super Bowl, there was like a time where it was actually
Thanks,
interesting.
Thanks, Soltrance.
Now it like sucks. It just...
Yeah, look at all these people listening to our show. Our show must be better than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we have better ratings.
Yes.
Than the Super Bowl.
We sold our...
radio, bigger than the Super Bowl.
We sold our commercials for $4
million.
By the fact that they're giving us the score, I think they're watching the Super Bowl and perhaps listening to
us.
They
could have it on mute. They could have it on mute and listen to us.
That's probably like a total sin, you know, like you'd be listening to it and you have like the total, you know, closet, you know, kind of thing. You're all like, I'm not a consumer, but I must watch the Super Bowl. God, no.
Decoroto says the Super Bowl isn't talking about Rent Radio.
How do you know? You're listening to us. They are. It's halftime.
Uh-huh.
It's a big halftime show we've recorded for them.
We're
talking about the Super Bowl, but they're not talking about us. Who's more important?
Same to you, Uncle Dak. My life ended 11 years ago today.
She walked in to my place. The first thing she said to the guy she was with as she left is, "Never take me back there again." And here it is, 11 years later. She actually lived with me as a roommate for 6 months.
Are you trying to get her, like, you know, like, lower her down the chain of respect here?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
She's dating, like, Nomad Centaur, you know? It's like...
I have a request. I have a missing persons report to put out.
Okay, who are we looking for?
Bob X. If anybody has
Isn't
seen
Isn't he the guy
Bob
that
X.
weird Cuban motherfucker who
he's
was down
Australian.
Here? Like, motherfucking thing.
Yes,
he was
that's
all here.
The guy.
He was he wasn't from Australia. He lived in Australia. Yeah, he was from like Argentina.
Argentina. He had a very strange accent, and a very strange way of saying things.
If you approach us, I bet you'll scratch your chest.
He was like an Argentinian Australian.
He was visiting Vancouver.
Like cut your tongue out with like a big Bowie knife.
It was
like all that.
So the mirror on Bob X is running. It's running great. It's pointed to the wrong place.
Fuck.
It's mirroring nothing.
Fuck. Twice.
Very, very well.
I know he's involved with some kind of net porn site. I know that.
So if anybody knows how to get in touch with him, I've ICQ'd him. I've emailed him. They're obviously the wrong ones. Please, please tell him to get in contact with me so we can get another mirror up. Because he has one on the East Coast, which would be very, very nice.
East Coast. West
the
Coast.
East Coast.
East side. West side.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo.
I have something from...
Oh, my God, he's got mail. Oh God,
Decker Pele.
Decker Pele?
He sent me something.
What did he send you?
Says, hey, Sumerian, or whichever the Rant Radio DJs reads this.
Oh, because there's such a staffing. That was in
it's
my inbox,
staff.
But I didn't have time.
No, it was passed on.
Did that get
it
through management?
Outdated.
Did
yeah.
that get through management?
Yeah, okay. It got to me
you
through yours.
Did you fill out the T-34 to requisition it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I must have missed the memo.
yeah, but somehow 10 weeks later landed on my desk, and we're going to get around to it. Enclosed is a book containing minimal action levels for discarded food. It is published by the American Food and Drug Administration for the food manufacturers as set of guidelines for general food. If you discuss on the air, please do so after Christmas Eve and New Year's shows. I highly doubt that I'll put it in the mail before then because I'm a lazy, procrastinating motherfucker. Anyway, I think you'll find some of this rather disturbing as anything below the minimum action level gets sold to the public because the contamination is listed as unavoidable. I got the idea to send this to you after hearing the food rant. I highlighted a couple things in the beginning because I found them more important than the contamination itself. Unavoidable is defined as anything can be avoided. Insects can't get into a greenhouse, and fruits and vegetables grow just as well, if not better, in a greenhouse. I guess that's what he's saying. Grow them in a greenhouse, and you'll be fine. No health hazards. What the fuck? Insect pieces and rodent feces and hairs pose a serious damn health hazard, not to mention it's rather disgusting, because there's... listed levels of these things.
Yeah,
we'll
just do the mushroom one so we can read the mushroom one. Yeah. The mushroom one's really the fucking highlight.
I know.
What's allowed
mushrooms
for...
are grand. What's wrong with mushrooms?
Oh, I have no problems with mushrooms at all.
Mushrooms are great.
It's the added substance that's considered acceptable.
These are the acceptable levels that the FDA, this is not Canadian, this is American, so it applies to most of the people listening.
Of canned mushrooms.
Canned and dried mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
Under insects, average, remember. This can be averaged over 2 to 10 cans or whatever. Average of over 20 or more maggots of any size per 100 grams of drained mushrooms.
Doesn't 20 maggots weigh 100 grams?
I was going to say.
It could be your maggots and label them as mushrooms.
You can have 100 grams of maggots or mushrooms in your can of mushrooms.
So, like, what?
Let's just
sell 10
40
maggots.
40 and 0.
We'll call the
20.
Mushrooms and the protein supplement will be huge.
You know, if it wasn't for those maggots, some families just wouldn't get any protein at all.
Well, maggots it's disgusting. But it's really not bad for you.
No.
It's not like maggots. They're probably pretty healthy. Maggots,
probably.
Michael.
And
what do
they clean
eat?
Your
they
wounds.
Eat food.
Oh,
they clean the dead skin. They only clean the dead skin.
They won't eat the live skin.
They're
okay,
a helpful
motherfucker,
animal.
I wake up in the hospital and there's maggots all over my arm, okay? We are going to find exactly...
There's two problems wrong with that.
Okay, one.
Your arm is dead, one. And
one.
There's maggots in your arm.
I don't give a flying fuck. If I can wiggle my fingers and there's maggots on my arm, okay, we are going to see exactly how strong those hospital strains really are.
Too bad for you. I'll be happily having the maggots on my arm if they're cleaning out the wound to keep me from getting
what
gangrene. And you
lying?
Can have your, you know, you can get your arms cut off, motherfucker. Well, maggots.
Fuck you.
Who's lying? What are they lying about? Yes.
Okay,
what if the doctor's lying?
Moon landing and maggots don't eat living flesh.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that.
Think of Gladiator. What if they're lying about? What if they're lying about that pill they tell you to take so you get better? You're going to take the pill unless it's a maggot, then you won't eat it, right?
Okay, no maggots on arm.
No maggots on arm.
Hey, I'm not saying you have to have the maggots in your arm.
Okay,
I'm just saying I would.
Okay, put some leeches on you, too, to suck out the evil spirits.
Actually,
leeches are
medicated, too. Have some leeches, get some maggots on there. Anybody got a pit bull that's got these tonsils fixed?
John, they're using leeches again.
Yes, that's great.
To get rid of blood clots.
Why stop there? Let's get something bigger. Hey, this motherfucker's toenail's infected. Get that alligator in there.
Sean. Open your mind, boy. Look.
Motherfucker, I'm not opening shit. You're going to put maggots in my head.
Rather than just using chemicals to cure us,
they're looking good.
Alternate forms to
chemicals
cure us.
Good. Technology's good. Chemicals are good. Fuck it. Let's just do a complete cognitive transfer. Everyone who wants to wet wire, we'll just transfer it over. No maggots eating shit. Send me to my dead world and my metal body. Thank you very the fuck much. Excuse me. No Man's Centaur, build our Star Cruiser. And we'll just fuck right off.
Sean actually wants the arm amputated so he can get on the fast track for the cyber.
Yeah,
I chopped off my arm.
My fucking maggots. I'll be like, maybe a Swiss Army knife or some shit.
Here's this wooden spoon, Sean. Cut it off.
A wooden spoon. I can't hear you. Come closer.
It's either that or the spork again.
Who could this be?
Someone is calling.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Yo, it's Decker
Pele
from the east side.
Yo, what's up?
Not much.
So you sent in that good stuff.
Huh?
You sent in the good stuff.
I got that from work, where I used to work, before they investigated me for computer, whatever they considered me doing.
Did the snoop have too high a urine content where you were working?
Yeah, they thought I put, like, some Trojan or something on the server, and they kicked me out, so.
Awesome. Well, that's never good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thanks for sending it in. It's quite disturbing.
Yeah.
Of course, in Canada, we allow zero maggots in our food. We don't like the maggots.
Yeah, I try and inspect my food, but, you know, they're selling it to me, so they should inspect it first.
No kidding. I mean, you're looking at the cans of mushrooms. There's like 40 in one, 0 in the other. You go, oh, that averages out to 20. That's okay. Pass.
200 pounds of maggots. Buy maggots wholesale.
The back yard and eat the mushrooms there.
I'm not getting my mushrooms cut with maggots. I'm sorry.
I've only had one thing. I had a bag of dry rice, and inside was like a grasshopper or cricket leg. You know, it was like perfect. You could tell what it was. It was still so together, and I went,
where's the rest of it?
When I worked at Wendy's, we opened up a can of kidney beans, and in the can of kidney beans, one of those really big, huge bulk cans, there was some sort of bug, like a compressed caterpillar. You know,
so you scooped it out and used it?
No. You know what? I don't remember, but I can pretty much guarantee we threw that can at.
Go ahead.
I threw it from Taco Bell, and there was like a screw or something in a bolt, and so we got hardware from their food preparation machines and stuff, and they had to refund the cost of the meal.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Yeah, well, this is America. So.
You betcha. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's about it.
Well, thanks for sending it in. Took a while, but it got here.
Yeah, whatever, you know.
Thank you, Pele.
Thanks, Pele.
Thanks a lot. Pele. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
That's how usually things work around here. We think of something, and then 4 months later, it materializes.
Oh, well, of course.
This is my other favorite one I found in here.
Which is?
Berries. Canned or frozen, blackberries, raspberries, etc. Under mold, it says average mold count is 60% or more. So you can have 60% of the berries as mold.
Yes. Yes. At the,
60% or less. A-okay.
At the hospital, they had a can of blueberries. When they would open it up, they would literally have to scoop out clumps of, like, mold. That was like,
really?
Yes, I'm not making this up. I was like, well, that was regular.
Hey, it's not so bad.
Oh, God.
A couple of you used to open up, and you just kind of fizz.
And be like, wow, that's all kinds of fucking grim.
Hey, giant can of soda pop. Oh, my God, it's dessert topping. What the fuck?
Okay, that's multiple layers wrong.
Like, and the rest of this is equally disturbing. Ground cinnamon, average of 400 or more insect fragments per 50 grams.
Yeah, but it's all ground up. You're not. I mean, see, that part. That part doesn't even bother me.
By a fragment.
You have all these insects and cinnamon. Don't you look at it or pick it out before it's ground up?
It's too expensive.
It's all done by the machine anyway.
I know.
Welcome to the machine age, baby.
Machine can't pick it out.
There was a
it looks like cinnamon to me.
In
there was a
popping around.
I find it interesting when we're, like, for instance, the mushrooms one, okay? I find it interesting that the rules are actually less harsh than the person selling the mushrooms will guaranteed to be. I mean, if you were selling mushrooms in a can, you can guarantee anyone who's selling mushrooms in a can is going to do their damnedest to make sure there aren't maggots in there. Because you're not,
they're not even allowed one. They're not even going to allow one.
I mean, now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying none will get in there by mistake, but they're going to try to keep them out. Would you put 100 grams of fucking
maggots,
whatever it is, 20 or 40 maggots? 20. Would you allow that? Would you have that as your standard? No, the company would have a higher standard.
What they're doing is they're buying
demanding.
The mushrooms, you see. They buy the mushrooms pure, and then they cut it with maggots, and then they sell it for a profit. That's what happens.
Thank you for reminding me. I have a Loser Cruiser story that was what you
someone tried to sell you a cut can of bad mushrooms?
No.
So I spun them around.
Too many maggots. Feel my teeth wiggling. Cut maggot content by 30%.
There's in another one he sent me, there's allowable levels of DDT in foods.
Oh,
they
and if you
still
can
allow DDT in the States?
Oh, yeah.
In
what's the
foods?
Allowable level?
And just for a comparison, I don't know how big or the levels are for this.
Okay,
it's
but
in parts per
it's
million.
Possible that
it's
this rule is just a holdover from when there DDT was
still
used.
Still on the ground.
Even though DDT is not used.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, well, why delete a rule that says it can be in the food just because you're not allowed to put it on the food to begin with?
I think the brominated liquid in those fruit drinks you brought us a couple of weeks back is safer than just the American food.
There's 100 times more
that was American food.
DDT allowed in fish than there is in grapes.
That makes sense.
100 times more. I don't know what these numbers really mean. It's 0.05 parts per million of DDT allowed in grapes and 5 parts per million allowed in fish. I don't know. You think they could do something about the DDT. But I guess it's still around
stop
in the ground.
Stop feeding fish fucking DDT. How about that?
I mean, it makes them grow bigger, but is it worth it?
You know. I'm sorry, I got this giant three-eyed tuna come swimming around the sea.
Motherfucker, give me the can of mayonnaise and a big-ass paddle.
No kidding. It's like, holy cow, where'd you get this tuna? We shot it on the beach. It was evolving.
It was eating people.
We figured we better kill it before it got language skills. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, what the hell is going on, man? Why don't we play a rant? Let's do a rant.
Yeah, okay.
I did some rants.
We got off our ass and did stuff this week.
What's that?
We did an intro.
We did the little intro snippets.
We did three rants.
Yep.
Which one are we
actually being productive again.
Yeah. Which one do you want? Canadian military, hackers, or religion whiplash?
Religion whiplash.
Religion whiplash. What the fuck?
Okay. Yeah, religion's always good for laugh.
Well,
we discussed it for like half the show last week.
Yeah, I want to talk about cloning this week.
Cloning.
Yeah, everyone's all big into this shit. We saw 6 Day last night, so.
It was really good. We'll talk about it after this.
Really good.
It was amazing. It was the best show.
I laughed.
Best movie.
I cried. I'll see it again and again.
I bought it on DVD. Here it is. Religion.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. You know what's freaking me out? I'll tell you what's freaking me out. One of the things that's freaking me out is the fact that the religious right have not been really heavy in the news since the late 80s. Remember that in the 80s? They were all like, burn books. They were destroying everything. They were fucking kill your albums, kill your art, kill everything that's remotely different or encourages free thinking. And now in the 90s, they kind of went all mellow. And do you think they went away? Do you think they went away? Do you think they just gave up and went away? Do you think they just threw in the towel and said, oh, no, they're all free thinkers. We're not going to be able to change that. No. They did not. You know what they did? They went political. And now they've got all these churches backing these people who are heavy into family values. I don't know about you, but I am happy as fuck that Al Gore did not get in. Because did everybody forget that Tipper Gore was the person who started the whole Tipper Sticker censorship issue? Did you know what would happen? I mean, sure, the Republicans want your money, but Al Gore wants your soul, okay? He's gonna save your ass. He's gonna save you because you don't have the right to judge what's good for you. Oh, no, no, you can't have those albums. No, 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 you can't jerk off to that film. No, 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 you can't have anything that's even remotely cool. You are destined wanted to be a saved individual and a chosen child of God. Whatever God I deem is right. Buy my version in the latest abridged edition, Virgin Bible 7.5, okay? That's bullshit. Be aware of the religious right. They are still strong. They're still out there. They're still teaching their bigoted, bullshit, racist shit. We have to be aware that it's out there, and you got to look for it. Look at all these political laws are coming into being. Oh, yeah, we're protecting children. Beware the guise of family values. Jell-O said it best. Beware that guy. They'll sit there and say, well, we're doing this to stop child porn. We're doing this to stop child porn. Hey, if we take a little bit of initiative on our own, we don't need anyone to help us stop child porn. We can stop it our fucking selves, okay? But don't go try to shove in some weird-ass internet laws down my ass and screening and fucking overlay and all these little proxy and censorship just to protect people, to protect you, to shield you, keep you in a bubble. Hey, a bubble turns into a prison pretty fucking fast. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Your one-stop you want to touch it headquarters. You're listening to Ranch Radio.
Sean,
yo.
Well, one little subtlety I'd like to point out to you: the religious right did win.
Well, Tipper Gordon win.
Who do you think's behind W?
Oh, they're both religious right.
No, W. Al Gore has the misfortune to be married to Tipper Gore.
Yes,
that's his only sin. That's his punishment as well. Yeah, that's his punishment as well. That and the fact that he's about as exciting as a bowl of like Weetabix.
No, but the thing is though, okay, Al Gore's big stand was the family values stand. That was part of his platform. Okay, he was all like, "Oh yeah, we're all gonna have the family values. We're gonna bring back, you know, clean up America, actually, all that kind of
more,
shit."
That's more the Republican.
That was the Republican package.
Okay, well, that would happen to be the Democratic package, too.
Because
they're both the same. The same party.
Okay, so
they're hedging their bets.
As Ralph Nader said, the only difference between the Republicans and the Democrats is the velocity at which their knees hit the floor when corporate America starts calling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you want here? What do you want? I'm just glad Tipper Gore is not the first lady, because that would suck ass.
The people behind George W. Bush are people like Pat Robertson and
he's a wacko anyway.
Ralph Reed,
Duke University,
head of the Christian Coalition.
This man went and was like happy to speak at Duke University, a university.
No. Bob Jones.
Bob Jones University, yes. A university which pretty much says that, you know, Catholics are evil.
Well, Catholics are evil,
aren't they?
I mean, really.
You're losing me.
Crusades, there's this thing.
Killed a couple people.
Got a big sign up saying, instead of the Son of God above the Pope's throne there. I don't know. Of course, the only reason why the Catholics are so fucked up is because no other religions had 2,000 years to get us fucked up. Sure, in 2,000 years, the Mormons will be, the Mormons already are.
I'm sorry. I've looked at all these evangelistic faiths. They are 10 times as fucked up as the Catholics.
Yeah, but they haven't done as much damage.
No, I'm not saying that the Catholics. I'm not saying
like I said, give them 2,000 years, they'll be as fucked. But like, you know, luckily we've kind of all made saving throws since that time. And when the Mormons go, no, we must call it righteous jihad and kill all the black people, because God turned their skin black because they sinned against God, which is what the Mormons teach.
Really?
Black. No, that is what they teach. You are black because your forefathers sinned against God, and so as punishment, we'll turn you black, a.k.a. the world according to Mormons. Okay? Book of Mormon, which they hate it when you call them Mormons, because it actually says in the Bible that there'll be these guys who worship money, who follow the demon called Mormu, and they'll be called Mormons. That's why they changed their name to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I think it's Mammon.
No, it's Mormu, and then they would be called Mormons.
Maybe it's evolved over time. Give her a mic. Can't hear you.
Sorry.
You need a mic. You have to. There we go.
Okay.
I got a mic now.
You got what?
The Latter-day Saints I was reading in the newspaper about how they got some kind of cult thing that they get little girls from the States and bring them up, and they're like polygamy and all. Oh, God, it's disgusting.
Really? Where is this now? Oh, wait a minute. I think I read about that. There's this polygamy group, and they had like this whole thing where they're like, oh, yeah, you can have more than one wife and fuck whoever you please. And
yeah, but they were taking little girls, like 13-year-olds.
Almost teenage girls.
Really?
Yes. This is a sect of. They're not actually, quote unquote, or completely associated with the Mormon Church or the Church of Latter-day Saints, but they are a Mormon sect that believes that bigamy is still legal as far as they're concerned in the eyes of God. And they have actually, yes, got kids from other countries in to marry them.
Okay. Well,
I'll go warm up the.
the Cadillac with the cut down roof.
Yeah. That'll be a good go. We'll swing by Yak. Take out Yak, and then we'll just move on through to the polygamy site.
Radio.
It'll be like fucking show up with a big clipboard. Hi there. Polygamy set? Is this, yeah, you want to clear away from the side of the school children there? Just stand over there, that line over there, please.
Behind the yellow line.
Like, what the fuck, man? You know, and I don't
know. What the hell, roadshow?
No, I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, you know, there's all these, like, weird-ass sects and shit that happen, you know, but people won't allow you to sell porn from your local Quickie Mart. But you can, you know, fuck your kids.
In
you
the
know,
name of God.
In the name of God. That's all cool. You know, what
oh,
the
yeah.
fuck?
As the only person I know here who's even vaguely Christian, I'm sorry, I don't know about your two.
I'm a Christian.
I've always find it interesting that all of these sects, all of these other groups, they tend, when they talk about the Bible, the book that they seem to talk about the most is the book of Revelations.
Right.
It's kind of like, I thought the idea behind being a Christian was Jesus. And it's like funny that it seems that the people that talk about it the loudest talk about him the least.
Well, the thing is, this funny is that everybody's got to realize that if, no matter what religion you believe in, you, number one, okay, I understand that Drexel here is going to go mental in about 2 seconds. But I can see the mental meter, the mental indicator. It's like Star Wars, you know, when you had that little lights going on the side. Okay, but to be honest with you, here's my whole take on the religious thing. A lot of people, I hedge it a lot because I don't think that my religious views should fucking influence people and la, la, la. But my personal take on it is, first of all, there is no conceivable way that any one living entity can conceive the ultimate power in the cosmos right off the top. So no matter how hard you try...
You'd be too busy.
No, no matter how hard you try, you just can't conceive it. It's like like some fucking ant trying to conceive of, like, you know, a quantum computer. It's just, it's beyond its comprehension. So you get all these different people saying, I'm right. No, I'm right. Well, we're probably all sort of kind of right. We just don't have it all sorted out right, and the truth will reveal
itself.
Don't
have the magic
eventually.
Equation that lumps them all together.
Yeah, I just think you should be cool with everybody. You know, like, don't fuck with anyone. You know, you're into Allah, and maybe Allah's God, maybe God's Allah, maybe both God and Allah are fucking this giant toad that the jungle
the back
people
of a turtle
worship, or whatever the fuck it is, man. Personally, I hope it is, you know, like, the Amazonian natives are right, and that the whole world is resting on the back
of a
giant
turtle. Or maybe it's a collection of gods, and they just don't have enough time.
You know, or whatever, you know.
Or they're pushing their political agenda, and they're trying to get some...
So what you're saying is that the gods are, like, subleasing or something like this? It's
yeah.
Like,
yeah, and you gotta just...
it's just a contest. They're trying to say, hey...
Who is the best, right?
All right, who's going to be the most popular one here?
No, it's
a big political thing.
It's like high school.
You're totally shooting in the dark here. You just got to sit back and go, we don't know what it is. We don't know. There's something. We're not sure what. We'll call it God just, you know, because we have this need to label stuff. So, and then we're not going to fight over the label. It's a can of tuna. It's a can of fish. It's a can of tuna. It's a can of fish. It's a can of tuna. You know, and let's shoot each other over it. Instead of, you know, this is the holy section of Tuna City. And, you know, once a week you must bow and pray towards tuna. And we have the righteous ownership of tuna. And this is where the tuna was caught. And, you know, like, fucking, we'll kill each other over
the
it.
Of tuna,
this
a subsect
of tuna. This is the, we are the righteous right-hand sword of light of tuna. You know, and we believe in that we are fundamental tunaists. You know, and you know, we follow all sects of tuna, and you follow fish, and therefore, you know, you're a heretic.
Kelvin tuna.
You know, tuna. Oh, what the fuck? You know, we are tuna of 300 pounds plus. We're
no,
tuna
we only have
pounds.
One tuna because
we are young tuna. We are tuna roe, the original immaculate tuna roe. You know, and they're all fighting. Everybody kick everybody else's ass, and, you know, you got to say tuna at the beginning and end of every sentence.
You know what?
And
when you put it in that perspective, religion seems pretty silly.
It does.
Ding!
No, religion doesn't seem silly. Fighting and arguing about it seems very fucking stupid. I believe in tuna!
I don't think so. I think that if you really believe the world is a certain way and other people are telling you that no, it isn't, that's you're bound to get in an argument.
No,
the sky's pink. No, it's blue. It's pink. It's blue. It's pink. It's blue.
These are the voices that appear in his head all the time.
People, when something means so much to you that you believe the world was created by God, and he created Adam and Eve, and he put them on the planet, and they fucked around and had all of us, and somebody else says, no, 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 it was the cows, or whatever.
Isn't
sure you're going to kill each other.
Right, you've got to kill them.
No.
Aren't most religion based on faith?
Yep.
So if you don't have faith, then you can't believe in it. And you,
well,
the only,
it's
the only way you can believe is if you have faith.
You know what I've noticed? That
well, how about some facts here?
I noticed that anybody who's hard, and it's not, this is a generality. It's not always the, there are exceptions. But people who are hard into religion, when somebody comes along, like Private Drex said, and doubts their belief,
yeah,
it like flips them out. That not only is this person wrong, they have to prove.
They said I would get tested. They would test my religion.
Because they have their own doubts.
And what
it's like when Sean or James, can't remember who, showed me this web page that suggested perhaps that we hadn't been to the moon. I went shithawk. I went crazy. I was freaking out, and I was really pissed off that someone was saying that they hadn't been to the moon. Why? Because I thought it might be true.
Next you're gonna tell
that
me
was one of my favorite things is that you know we've actually been somewhere.
Been to another planet.
Next you're gonna tell me that you still believe the Earth is round.
That was disproven last week.
No, what was disproven last week?
No, but the thing is, I mean, you sit back. The concept.
It's a Mobius strip.
Okay, I've got a.
That's true. I only got one side.
It's flat.
Didn't he do a song about that? Mobius and Gwen Stefani going around, and we stay on one side. Okay, never mind. No. I can't believe I just came up with that on the fly.
No, nothing.
That was crazy. No, but seriously. Okay, we went and saw Six Day the other night.
Yes.
And I had this, like, I do this to, like, I'll like go and I'll ask my wife these questions, you know, because I love doing this kind of shit, right? So I'm sitting there, and in the movie Six Day, they got like this virtual girlfriend, which
if I
could make one of these, fuck, would I make me some money? Okay, like the whole human population would drop to zero. Okay?
Yep,
nobody would be doing shit. Anyway, what it is it's like this big holographic image of like you know uber perfect chick, fully customizable to whatever your version of uber perfect chick is, right, or guy, and this got this head mount thing that mounts on the top of your head that you sit in a chair. This thing comes over, goes click, and you can feel everything that she does, and it's, you know, pretty good. So, and she's like, oh, I love it. Would you like a beer? I taped all your shows. We can watch them together. And I'm like,
Whoa. Holy fuck.
Like, how do you compete with that, you know? I'm like, holy shit, you know? When you can
you
look,
seem so distant, Sean. What's wrong?
You know, it's like, wow, you know.
I'm just going to go jack in over here.
Yeah, I'll be right back. So what I was thinking is, what my question was, I was sitting there, and I was wondering, is that cheating on your wife?
That's the question, yes.
See, now, this is the eternal question, right? Last night, I was lying in bed, and I started talking to my wife about it. I'm like, okay. Of course, she would, like, fully not allow that shit in the house. Okay? She wouldn't allow a computer in the bedroom for, like, any reason whatsoever. Like, this is just not going to happen. It's, you know, nowhere there. But I'm just thinking, okay, at what point is it cheating? And my definition, and I really hammered this out, it's important I have these barriers.
Because you never know when you're going to be tested by a virtual girlfriend.
No, because you want to know. You want to know. You want to know. Like, if you look at porn on the internet, is that a thought crime? Are you cheating? If you're, like, watching a virtual girlfriend film, is that
That's
cheating?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
What is it, right? So
talking with someone over ICQ, trading pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
You haven't touched them.
You haven't touched them. Is that cheating? Okay, so my, yes, it is. My definition of cheating is the minute it involves another conscious entity, it is cheating.
Ah, okay. So you go all the way with this
virtual girl. That's going to an extreme. Okay, it's not a healthy relationship. You have betrayed. You could have betrayed the trust of your partner.
Yeah.
Okay, but it is not adultery. I'm talking
in the eyes
America.
Of the law.
Okay, I agree with you. It is not adultery, but how
it's unhealthy and fucked and, weird.
I think it is not adultery.
That
if you want to get into the concept of cheating, or at least in the concept of betrayal in a relationship.
Yeah, but that's different.
Okay, I know this is different. I'm just saying if you want to get into that, at any point where you desire someone over your partner, I believe that is a betrayal.
No,
but
desire is a fuck.
What about all the movie stars?
Yeah, you can't go there. There's people who are obsessed with Marilyn Monroe. And if
Jared
Marilyn
Lesper,
Monroe
Jennifer
was there,
Lopez,
they'd fuck them in 10 seconds. Or these guys who go and they, like, go see strippers, and then they go home and fuck their wives because they got turned on by the strippers. Okay, that's twisted, too, but it is not cheating.
I didn't say it was cheating. I said it was a betrayal.
Oh, great. I'm not talking about betrayal. Yeah, sure, whatever. Who gives a fuck? I'm talking about adultery here. When is that line drawn?
Well, when is it actually adultery? I say you have
when
to
another conscious entity is involved. If you're looking at pictures, or somebody doesn't know you and you got like the porn thing going on, that's fine. It's weird. You know, maybe you want to, it's like if you have a dream.
What's phone sex?
What's phone sex is
another
yeah,
it's
an entity.
Recording
yes, okay.
On the other end, then it is not. But if you phone some chick who you know at work
And you, at work, you don't talk, you know, you don't look at each other, whatever. But you've got this weird, you know, cyber phone sex relationship going on. Motherfucker, you're cheating.
Yeah.
That's cheating, as far as I'm concerned.
I would think maybe cheating is a combination of both your agreement with your other partner. Maybe your other partner doesn't want you to go see strippers. Then it would be cheating.
Nope.
But then there's things
no,
like...
Then
it's not just on your part.
That's a betrayal of trust.
It's not just
no,
on your part.
That's not adultery.
Yeah. There's, but here's a question. What if you have an open relationship?
Okay, open relationships are fucked.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes,
that's
but,
all kinds of fucked. If everyone's consenting, it's your ball. Okay? But I'm just saying, when you sit there, and there comes a line when it's consenting and not consenting. If somebody's got an open relationship, it's like, oh, let's sleep around. I have never seen, and I've seen a couple, I have never seen an open relationship that has lasted any length
actually,
of time.
Actually, I think I know
it's
of one.
It's not a natural thing.
I think I know of one. Bill and Hillary. Because either that is an open relationship. No, seriously. No, either that is an open relationship,
or
that
just a big PR move.
Or that woman is the most understanding fucking human being. She should be a fucking saint. It's Saint fucking Hillary. I'm serious.
Yeah, no kidding.
You are, though.
For once, I'm actually thinking option A.
But it's like, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You look at that and you see, like, all these people cheating and stuff like that. And a lot of chicks might have a problem with that. A lot of chicks might sit back and go, well, you know, Sean, I mean, you know, because chicks operate on an emotional level, right? You give women the same set of standards depending on their mood. That will affect their decision. You give guys the same set of standards because we're logic-driven, we'll always come to the same conclusion. Because we have to label things. We have to set parameters. You come in.
If then else.
I think we know there's somebody whose name I'm not going to mention who is not allowed to, like, have porn in his home.
Uh-huh. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at that.
Go ahead then, Doc.
No, okay. No idea what you're talking about. Okay, so, but the bottom line is that you got to sit there and you got to look at... You got to look at the whole situation. Now, the other thing that was in that film that was kind of interesting was this cloning issue.
The cloning itself.
The cloning thing. Now, I'm looking at this, right, and they're saying, oh, this is a way to immortality. And I'm like, how the fuck do you figure this is immortality? Okay. If you clone a person and implant them with your memories, all you've got there is a copy.
Yeah.
That's not the same person. You may not be able to tell them apart, but it's not the same person.
Is this Sean Kennedy saying this?
Of course it is.
Oh, my God.
Why?
What happened to you?
What are you talking about?
He was cloned. This is a copy.
Are you saying somebody else's opinion or yours?
That's my opinion.
Okay, so what about you putting your fucking brain into a computer? No, it's me. It's my consciousness. It's been put onto the net. It's the same thing. If you replace my brain, molecule by molecule, memory by memory.
Yes, that's the difference between copying it and transforming it.
No, a copy, you could do both. It's the exact same thing.
No, fuck you, hang on.
Okay, wait a sec. What if you made this clone, put your memories into him, and destroyed yourself? Then you've just copied it. You haven't.
No, you're wrong.
Then you've transformed it.
No. It's like this. I got two loaves of bread, right?
Right.
Okay. I got one loaf of bread. Now,
yep.
I want to take this loaf of bread and carry the essence of the loaf of bread over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the essence of this loaf of bread. So I take this loaf of bread, and over a process, I slowly transform this loaf of bread into a toaster.
Right.
Okay. So the toaster now has all of the essence, consciousness, entity, and memory over a gradual transition so that now the loaf of bread is no longer a loaf of bread. It is now a toaster. Okay.
Can we bookmark this part for the next one?
Was that white? Yeah, I think we're 30 minutes into it.
Shut up. I'm in the middle of a conversation here. Now, if I take another loaf of bread and make it exactly the same as the first loaf of bread, I have two loaves of bread. I don't have a transformed loaf of bread.
Right, but what if you slowly turned it
into... Is that a two-slice or a four-slice toaster?
What? I recall that your system was that you would replace your bits of your body with the computer slowly.
Very slowly in small parts so that
but you
so essentially
the
what you do,
consciousness transfers over.
Right,
yes.
But so essentially what you're doing is you're taking and copying.
I'm now in charge of cults. Sean is insane.
You're copying.
That is the clause, wasn't it?
You're copying.
Go smoke house, run with it.
You're copying.
Shut up, Smokey.
Here you go.
You're copying a small portion of your brain
at
into the computer at a time.
Yes, but the original is not... Okay, to be copying it is not really a good term. It's transforming because when... The idea I had was due to nanotech, you insert little tiny neurons, synthetic neurons, into your head, into your bloodstream. These neurons go up into your bloodstream, and then they take over where the organic neuron was, which is just a one or a zero. That's all it is. Okay. and it puts in a metal one, and it replicates, takes all that data out of it, and transforms and then takes over so that my organic brain is working with my inorganic brain because the patterns are still there.
So it copies the information that's in your organic brain
it
and puts it in.
Consumes it.
That's just an interesting way of saying it's copying it.
It's going to further this conversation.
Sure.
Sure.
So before we get into
I see
anything,
no difference between the movie and your analogy.
Because you have two things that are conscious at the same time. That's a copy.
You do too.
Okay, but what if
you don't? No,
what
you
if
don't.
You killed the one? It doesn't matter whether the two are conscious at the same time. I understand what you're saying, but I think you just...
What's that?
What are you? What do you define you as you?
As, okay, now this question, what is entity known as Sean?
Yes.
Entity known as Sean is a consciousness.
Okay.
Okay, so if I cut off my arms and legs and my head, and I just got a head sitting in a fucking vat, and they're feeding tubes into it, and I'm like, wow, this sucks a lot. Okay, that's still Sean.
Yes.
Okay, so, and if you cut out my eyes and my nose, and you shave that down, is that still Sean? Yeah, Sean, very dark, and probably super pissed off that you're pleased he doesn't have a knife, arms or legs or knives. Okay? You shave everything away, but the brain, is that Sean? Well, eventually, then we're getting into the idea of, like, the consciousness and the learned reactions and the programming and all that shit. Every cell in your body replicates anyway. Over a process, I think it's like 2 years, every cell in your body is replicated regardless, except for some in your brain that are neurons, okay? So the thing is, though, all I'm saying is, unlike copying, you are transforming it. You just copy it, that's no good. If the thing came in, like a little neuron came in and went, whoop, copied that neuron, popped out of my head, went down and then I extracted out of a cut on my bloodstream and then made another Sean, that would not be me.
No, but that's not what I'm saying.
No,
what
I'm
saying is that what it is,
your little nanotech
thing goes in, finds out what the information in the cell is, and then it destroys it, fine.
Yeah.
And replaces it, yes?
Yes.
But it still has to copy the information in it. It has
yes,
to
of
know
course.
What it... Right, so that's, it's copying it. It's just copying it at a point-by-point, cell-by-cell, you know, neuron-by-neuron, rather than all at once. It's still copying it, only bit-by-bit.
At one point,
now
the
both
though,
of them aren't around at the same time.
No.
But you would still have your consciousness if you did the exact same thing, only not consume the old Sean, you would have the exact same thing.
But the trick is you must transform it. That's the trick.
Okay, but...
You must transform your consciousness.
I think you're
along
giving power to this word transform, and it magically means something more than just copying it slowly.
Caller.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hey, Zombie, I'm sure you've got something intelligent to say about this.
Just got off work, so I'm just asking, what are you people talking about?
Oh, God, say what the hell.
Oh, God. Here we go. No, we're talking about cloning and whether it's still you after you've been cloned.
It is not you.
Yeah, that's what I was actually going to say. If you're actually talking about cloning, that's what's asked. Like, if you clone someone, do you actually clone their personality?
Yeah, we're talking about cloning personality, single bit in their brain.
You don't, of course. If you clone something, you're just making the same organism, but it starts fresh.
But if we're talking about duplicating...
Does that mean I'm still alive, or do I still die?
We're just saying, are you still you, or are you a copy of you? And Sean is...
You're a fucking copy.
Going into semantics.
No, I'm not going into semantics, you bunch of ignorant bastards.
No,
okay.
No, I agree.
Say what the hell.
You
what's
are
that?
A copy.
The
I
hell?
Do.
Because we're talking.
If you clone someone and puts their and then clone them and get their personality into the clone, it's just a copy. Yes. But
yes.
So is what you're doing.
Going
no,
through a different,
totally
you're going,
not.
The same thing. You're going
okay,
through a different
you're
process.
You're transforming yourself. There's don't have two conscious entities at one time. You are transforming yourself so that the original is no longer there because it has been changed. It's
okay,
like, so you take
I'm
a block
saying,
of wood and you
look,
carve it.
Look okay, at, but what I'm saying is if you took you, cloned yourself, but destroyed yourself in the process is what you're talking about.
Look at what they did in the movie. The guy died. He's
right.
Dead.
Right.
They could still extract it after an hour and
right.
Put it in the new guy.
Right.
And is that you? Because the old
you're
cells
dead.
Are
That's
dead.
A good one. That's a good one. That's
see, but what we're talking about is we're talking one. Mechanically, yeah. It's the exact same
it's
thing.
Exact
the
same
only
thing,
difference
just a different
is
process.
That in one scenario, you have the person not being consumed, and on the other scenario, you have the person being consumed. It is the exact same thing.
You're doing it cell by cell.
Is
the other way, they're doing it all at once.
But
eventually, you're going to be a completely different person.
That in one case, you don't have the
well,
two of them there.
You'll transform. You'll become something else.
Yes.
But everyone becomes something. I'm hung up on that thing where... No, I'm serious. I'm thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
I'm hung up on that thing where if he's dead, then you take a retinal flash, right? And then you put it in something else. Is that still a copy? Well, you're not at that point,
it
wouldn't be the
your old part
is
dead. You've got a new one. Is that still you?
Here's the other thing to think of. We're never the same person we are second to second.
No, of course not.
I'm always the same. I never change.
We're constantly evolving. If you look back a year into the archives and I play them for you, you go, wow, that was interesting.
We change.
I wouldn't say that now.
Evolve. When you evolution isn't what a person does.
Okay, how about the word?
That transfers from parent to offspring. That's how evolution
Rather than do this argument, which we did a few years ago, why don't we just substitute the word progress? Does that make you feel better?
Yes.
Progress. You're progressing.
Okay,
you've got a new mind.
There's a difference between evolving and progressing. To evolve doesn't mean you're progressing. You can evolve in what we would consider a backwards fashion. We could get dumber as long as we survive
now,
evolved.
Would you want to be cloned?
Would I want to be cloned?
Yes.
Okay,
would you feel weird about that? It's like,
if somebody cloned my body, cut my brain out of this body, put it into the other body?
Damn straight.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Because that means I go to sleep and I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that whole shit about, like, if you clone me and the new me woke up, the new me may be like, well, that's shitty, I'm a copy of me, but I'm killing this other motherfucker because I know he tried to kill me, so that'd be the end of that shit.
Okay, I guess if you're some sort of psycho that you believe that, well, if you found another you, wouldn't you have to kill him? No, I'd be like, oh, okay, just stay away from me because I know you're going
to
get on my nerves. And that'd be that.
Oh, yeah. I just have a question.
Would you want to hang around with you?
The only way it could possibly work for Sean would be if they immediately also did an exact clone of Adrian so that the clone would have its own Adrian.
That's
so
right.
Wouldn't have to kill each
other. Because that Sean would be going after my Adrian.
I'd be like,
right?
That's my wife. Oh, you think so?
No, that's my wife. No, that's my... Okay, let's go.
And then
go.
Be like, which would Sean be better at, attacking or defending? And then it becomes a question.
You'd be thinking that you'd both be sitting there going, okay,
what
strategy.
Do
you know? How do I kill myself?
They both come up with, I'd be better defending.
And it going around in a circle.
Ching, ching.
I'm sorry. Back to this cloning thing, okay?
Can we end the cloning thing?
No, this is important shit.
There's so many facets.
No, it has to be done. It has to be done. Or we can go talk
we've
about hookers and blowjobs all night.
We've got to flesh this out before it happens. Make the hard decisions before.
I just have a question. Okay, say for instance you could actually clone. We're talking cloning as opposed to what they really do. We're talking like the...
Cole,
we're talking
here's Sean, he died. Here's a new Sean.
Instant Sean, okay?
Yeah.
Instant
Sean with flash, you know, implementation of, like, you know, your brain.
Okay. I have one thing to say. Why?
Why?
Because, trust me...
Immortality.
Because you just can't get good help. And if you want something done right,
that's right.
You gotta do it.
If you had a good employee and you had the money, you could go and clone that employee.
You know why I'm like all really concerned about how exactly this happens? Because I don't want to die. That's a big thing. That's a big, big thing to me. Huge monster. I do not want to die. And people say, "Wait a minute, Sean. Wait a minute. You just said you were a Christian. Why would you be afraid of dying?" Oh, I believe in God. I believe in life
but
after
you like,
death.
You like it here?
I'm just not in a fucking rush to get there. That's all.
Not standing in front of buses going, God will save me.
Now this is the other one.
Right?
This is the other one that really, really
he wants
pisses,
me up in heaven.
This really pisses me off. Now a lot of people go, okay, if you had the chance to extend your life, okay, through scientific means, we're not going to talk about cloning here, would you do it?
There you go.
If you had the chance to do it. Okay, so we're going to go around the room and get the take on it, then I'm going to hit you with the hammer on this one. So Drexel, you have the chance, right? You're 95, you're getting old, and they say, through scientific means... which are too advanced for you to understand right now, but through scientific means, we can extend your life another 100 years.
This whole thing that goes in your arm goes...
Okay, if you
yeah,
ask me now, yes, when I'm 95, might
okay,
have
so
a different answer.
So
but
you
yes,
would,
oh
say,
yeah, for
you
sure,
would,
fuck
you would
yes.
Say yes.
Okay. I want to see what happens.
I would say yes, myself. What if it meant that you would have to do some kind of a transfer of your intellect into a robot?
That's impossible. So
no, that's impossible. And I don't.
You're mad.
Hey, I would let them.
Right.
I would let them do it.
You'd let
but
them
it
try.
Wouldn't be me and the robot because I'm dying, motherfucker.
Okay, so Drexel, hold on to antiquated archaic ideas. Okay, Sean goes says, "Fuck yeah, can I do it now?" Okay, and
I like that robot.
I like. I'm liking yeah, that
there,
robot. Can I get
options?
One with some more armor? Right on. Micronian, what does he say?
Micronian,
Ron Meta, what do you need?
Uh-huh.
Well,
Micronian.
That's his email.
That's hilarious.
Micronian@netscape.net.
Thanks, guys.
So what do you say? Robotic transfer.
The yellow flood of spam is now courtesy of Sean.
That's not a flood of spam. You want a flood of spam? Everybody email micronian@netscape.net. Okay. Now you're getting spam. Okay.
Just say hi. That's all he needs.
Well, so much for you living forever.
Relax. You got a 5-meg cap. Okay. So what's the take? Are you going to go do it or not? We got to get around the room here.
Sure. What the hell?
Okay.
It really depends on the actual condition.
No time. You're going to die. Yes or no?
You're going to die.
You're going to fucking die.
Well,
yay or nay?
A couple days. That's all you got.
I'd sign on the dotted line on the chance that, you know, maybe something would come up.
Yes.
Hey, this is like last chance. We'll try everything, but this is last.
Is my body going to be good, or is it going to be, am I going to continue to suffer lying in a hospital bed?
No, you're going to have a robot. You're going to be able to walk around.
You'll be all cool.
Have some kind of a life. I don't know what kind of a life, but it's going
to be something. Is it possible to terminate this robot at a later date?
Yes.
Then, yeah, I'll do it.
Well, they're going to be using you in the front lines. You're a robot.
Over.
Fucking A. You want to make me a combat droid? No problem.
You'll be dying in the next 10 wars.
I'm leaving now. My robot ass is fucking
There was a book called The Eternity Brigade where they learned how
we're
to, like...
We're still going around
okay, sorry,
the room.
Let's just finish.
Black Wolf.
We got 3 hours to fill. Let him speak.
Shut up.
So the option to continue on...
Die or transfer into...
Relax
kind of
or fucking
entity.
Die.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool if it works.
Okay, and yourself?
Sure.
Okay. Nobody here said no. And you. What do you do?
I don't count. Yes.
You would.
Oh, yeah.
Do we get missile launchers?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe,
it depends on how well the process goes.
Okay, now there's a lot
of
people...
You have to do your service for the military for a couple of years to pay off the body. Jeez.
Now, there's a lot of people in cult, because this question's on the cult questionnaire. Oh. I say, if you had a chance to, you know, do a complete body conversion, live forever, or die, which would you choose?
Yes.
And a lot of people chose die.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them did. Now, my question is if you... Unfortunately, nobody said no. But when people say no, I say, then you have committed suicide. If you do not extend your life by every and all means necessary and available to you that you are aware of, you have committed suicide.
You've given
up. Saying that
you've given up.
I am standing on these railroad tracks. There is a train coming. All I have to do is step off these railroad tracks and I will live. If you don't step off, you die.
Sean, did you notice what question I asked?
Which is what?
I asked, is it possible to end this at a later date?
Yes, of course.
Why did I ask that?
So
because if I don't like
floating
it,
in a jar.
I want to commit suicide.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
But that doesn't matter. He's not saying you can't commit suicide later.
So you're not in the jar museum,
you can.
Huh?
Yeah.
Trying to bite off your own tongue so you bleed to death.
I honestly, let's put it this way. If I don't like the game, I'm getting out.
Oh, that's fair. I personally like, you know, don't kill yourself. Kill other people, right?
See,
that's Sean's motto.
I happen to think that statement you just made isn't quite right. I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. It's human nature to try and survive, right? But
natural
suicide
instinct.
Is when you kill yourself, right?
Yeah.
There's a difference between doing something, which is killing yourself, and if you're just living your natural life and you think that that's normal, you're not killing yourself by not having an operation done.
I mean,
that's different than standing
that
in front
is,
of a train,
that is,
which
that,
is actually, you're doing something. You're standing in front of the train. You're putting yourself in front of the train.
I understand what Sean says, and yes.
I agree with what you're saying, but it's not technically right.
Skitty comes up with a good point. So if you're 95 and you're all old and decrepit, and they could say, well, we'll inject you with this, and you'll live another 10 years, but you're still going to be old and decrepit, you're probably going to
Yeah, that's what I asked.
Yeah. Are you
going
to be any better? Or
no,
are you just going to suffer
am I
going to live and suffer?
Lay in a hospital bed?
If I'm laying in a hospital bed... And I am suffering, and I'm in pain, and the doc goes...
Hey, you can suffer for another 10 years if
says,
I give you this.
He says, I tell you what.
Can I get more pain, too?
And the doctor says, okay, here's the deal, Mr. Kennedy. What? And he'll say, what the fuck do you want, you crazy asshole? Right?
You haven't done shit for me
you
so far.
Fucking cocksucking quack, you better hope I don't find an internet terminal. I'll have you and your fucking kids killed. Yeah, I'd be a big hit at that hospital, though.
Oh, yeah.
They'd love me. Okay,
they keep having to replace your chart at the end of the day because you've changed it to patient zero.
Motherfucker. Anyway, no, but seriously, okay. They come up to me and they say, Mr. Kennedy, you can live another 20 years if we give you this injection, but you will be in the same amount of pain that you're in now.
Fuck that. Get that needle away from me.
Absolutely. Another 20 years of pain.
Okay.
That means that computer technology will have doubled 10 times by then, and another 20 years I may be able to do the complete consciousness transfer into a robot.
I have a question for you. Do you think that everyone should have... should basically have to take that shot?
No, absolutely not. If you want to end your life, go right the fuck ahead. Here's some stupid motherfucker, stop breathing my air. I'm all fans with that.
There aren't enough, there isn't enough air, there isn't enough food, there isn't enough space on the planet for what we're doing right now, for our
population. So stop breathing air and eating
explosion.
Food and become a machine. Woohoo!
No, what we're saying is, like, we're saying is we got to kill a lot of people. A lot of people.
Well, eventually when enough cult members transfer into robots, we'll, you know, take over and we'll get some two-headed cats and we'll kill all the rest of the meat people.
The good part about the robots is, well, there's no longer going to be any more children because, well, robots have a problem when it comes to children.
What are you talking about?
We'll just build more.
Well,
I don't give a fuck about children. My consciousness is fine. This whole planet could shrivel up and die. It'd be nice if I could take a few cult members with me, okay? But the bottom line is if I never spawn, okay, that's not me. That's some little fucking fecal-producing, you know, noisy VCR-wrecking motherfucker.
Immortality through reproduction.
Yeah,
no,
fuck that.
Pardon?
Immortality through reproduction. That's why people have kids a lot.
I don't care.
Well, I'm going to die eventually. I need something to carry on my genes.
Now, Dark One...
Hey, whoa. It's important to carry on your genes. Okay?
Yeah, I'll
the
carry
world,
on myself, thank you very much.
No, I think my genes are really good, so
listen,
I got to carry them on.
The world is full of stupid fucking idiots, okay?
And they breed just as fast as you,
breeding,
if not faster.
They're carrying on through their genes.
Faster,
right. If smart
much
people
faster.
Don't, we're
do.
Even more fucked than we already are.
Okay, so what's your point here?
The point is, if I don't have kids, that's one less excellent person on the planet. Or at least,
that's
you know,
assuming,
my genes are no
your
longer
kids
out
are
there.
Excellent. What if
excellent
your kids are a fucking idiots?
Oh, that's possible.
That's
but,
possible.
But
they can't
but
take
what?
Them back
I'm
either.
Taking the chance that they might be somewhat like me, whereas
what,
not having
Rex,
them at
Rex,
all means there's
Rex,
no chance of
what,
them
what
being
if your kids are so hip that they're down with the syndrome?
Again, there's always that chance, but there's zero chance of me having good kids if I don't have any
well,
kids.
Well, that's why people say to me, and they say, Sean, why do you want to catch chronically frozen, which is illegal in B.C.? B.C. and Chile are the only two places on the fucking planet where it's illegal. Yeah, you cannot get chronically frozen in B.C. There's some weird fucking bylaw about it. I'm like, nope, sorry, I can't be frozen. I'm like, fuck you.
I'll be frozen.
All I got to do is wait another 2 years. I'll get the cyber bar
it's
open.
It's 15
we'll
minutes to the border.
We'll,
I'm going
to
be frozen.
Yeah, and I'll have the cult funeral cyber strike team who will be assigned to patient zero with, like, the 1-800 number tattooed on my arm for Alcor, and they'll be waiting at the fucking border, okay, with my sorry ass. People are like, well, Sean, that's just stupid. Well, I will take a 0.0001 chance of being resurrected
over zero.
Versus a fuck all chance of being resurrected. Just give me the goddamn
the
dice
only
and
reason,
let me make a
the
roll.
Only reason I'd like to be chronically frozen is I'd like to wake up in like 1,000 years or so and just see how badly we fucked the planet. I just like to wake up and have
yep.
Yep.
No,
actually,
that's what
you
I have, said. I want to see what happens.
Your assholes are even worse than I thought you'd be. Thank you. I'm quitting now.
Sleep.
Click.
I can't believe they re-elected Nixon.
yeah.
No, it's brutal. You sit there and you like look at this shit.
Four more centuries.
Like, I'm just maybe I maybe I'm just egocentric.
Long.
Maybe I'm just like nope.
Entity, you?
Entity, I'm sorry. Entity known. I think everyone should be like this. I do. If someone's like, doesn't recognize their worth, every single person is just as important as I am.
Just sterilize everyone and keep the cream of the crop.
No! No, that's fully fascist. No, no chance. Everyone has the freedom to choose. You know what I'm saying?
We're
going to
have more and more population.
People
want
to
actually,
kids,
have,
do all that.
I have actually chosen in the fact that a long, long time ago.
Smoka says, Dak wants to be frozen and refrozen so he has a chance to hate every generation.
Spread the hate.
Actually, like I was saying, I have actually had something snipped.
Oh,
I've had a vasectomy.
Yay! I mean,
when I found out what I had, which now they say I may not actually have it as bad as they thought.
Oh no! More of you.
No. I decided that I did not want to pass it along to other generations. So I didn't know if I was going to have a girlfriend or if I was going to have a wife. I decided back when I was about 18, 19 years old that I was going to have something taken care of, and I did. And the simple fact of it is, the only thing I have to say I regret about that is, like we were talking about future generations is the fact that I will not have someone to carry on my name. I don't give a shit about biology. I mean,
adopt someone and give them your name.
I'm fucking adopted. I mean, so I mean, I might as well do that.
Yeah, but you're forgetting something here, man. You're forgetting something.
What?
Do you realize? And I'm going to get all teary-eyed here for a minute. Here, but do you realize? Like,
show up to music, Drex.
Almost. No, but seriously, almost everyone who's listening to this program right now is younger than you are. Okay, and if down the road somebody somewhere is going to say, "Yeah, there's this fucking guy named Desmond," okay, and that's shit. I just spilled shit all over the floor. Well, that just wrecks the moment. Oh well, it's
that's great.
What are you talking about? It's there's jelly, you stupid fucker. There's
did
no
you open
fluid
it?
In it. There's
did
no
you open
fluid
it?
In
yeah,
it.
There is. It turps out.
Okay,
drink
let's,
it. Stop playing
let's
with
put
it.
The really small level stuff like did something spill on the carpet or not for like private life.
Okay.
Rather than talking about it into the mics to all our listeners.
No, okay. They like that kind of thing.
I do like that.
It makes them feel special.
Let the show lurch in its ungainly fashion back into relevance to the conversation.
All right, but anyway,
I do actually appreciate the fact that, you know, somewhere, someplace.
People are
going
to know you, man. All these fucking kids are probably thinking, I remember this one Luddite who didn't make a fucking point the entire time he was on the show. He's a funny guy.
The thing is that I do, however, I look back at my father. And I think about when he adopted me.
Right.
He had already had a family.
Right.
He wasn't happy with the way any of them turned out.
Right.
So he did something very selfish. My mom could not have children.
Right.
She apparently actually, I found out later that she had actually had a miscarriage in the seventh month or something like that. So it was a bad one for her. So that was what predicated me being adopted. So, but my father... It was a very selfish moment for him, considering how late in life it was, what he did, the way he behaved. But the thing is, who am I to basically deny him the fact that, you know, he actually got a chance to pass on what he wanted to pass on?
Well, that's cool.
Well, you still can. You can adopt.
Exactly.
You can adopt, or you can, you know, adopt some little fucking netizen if you ever get your ass online and, you know...
He can take your last name.
They can make like fucking hate sites for you and stuff.
Actually, I was.
They'll actually have some decent stuff to make hate sites about. It'll be okay. You know, Dak's very own hate site. You know, it'll be great. You know, but seriously,
all cartoon drawing.
Well, where the fuck are we talking about? It's replication and living on. I just think that everybody should be free. Okay, I'm all about free choice, right? If people want to go and die, I think they're a fucking idiot. I'm like, you can live through nanotech and through cryonics. No, I will go be with the cosmic oneness. You do that. Okay. Let them know I say hi. And, you know, just on the off chance that maybe this is totally wrong and my soul. Like, somebody came to me and said, okay, well, you know, what if, Sean, your soul becomes, like, imprisoned? What if there is a soul? Okay. And it becomes imprisoned in this machine. Or you get cryonically frozen. And then your soul can never go where it needs to, which is fully medieval here. Okay, but like, what if your soul never gets to go anywhere? I've already got this. Is no shit. Here's some hardcore. This is another question.
Matter.
What's that?
Your soul would get madder and madder
until
it had the chance to escape.
I actually got. Here's two trivia questions. Anyone wants rant radio trivia? I already have the cryonic poem because what they happen is when they have a cryonic thing, right, they give you a brass plate that's like 12 inches by 12 inches. You can write whatever you want on it. Your epitaph, right? And I've already got what I'm going to write on there, and I already have what I'm going to use when I am resurrected as the music they will play when I am brought back, which I'm having second thoughts about, but which I think is rather ironic, because the music I want to play is from the Akira soundtrack. It's a Buddhist exorcism chant, which I thought, wait a minute, what if that Buddhist exorcism chant prevents me from coming back? Wouldn't that be a kick in the nuts? You know what I mean?
What if it works?
What if it works?
Ain't that a kick in the head?
I'd be like,
oh shit, the Taoists were right.
I'd be like, fuck, right? Okay, but on my cryonic chamber, no shit, this is what I have one I've written. I ripped it off from ministry. Is where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there, and where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. And that is exactly what I would have written there, because I think that's just fucking the shit. I am all for extending your life. As long as you possibly can. Absolutely. If it means pain and it means you live in suffering for another 40 years, say in 40 years, they could have a better way. And be like, ow, ow, ow. Time elapsed 40 years.
Do you believe?
Ow, ow, ow. We can fix it now. Thank you, motherfucker.
do you
all
believe?
We need is the brain.
Do you,
do you believe in, what's it called?
Doohickey, that Watchmen
euthanasia.
Euthanasia, which is what?
Euthanasia.
Is that when some guy asshole
sick? Mercy killing.
I think mercy killing against consent is okay.
He looks like he's in pain.
Okay. It's like, I'm really sorry, but you're causing everybody on this bus too much pain. Bang. Okay. I mean,
actually, that was a perfect perfect segue.
That's kind of like me. I believe in retroactive abortion up to age 21.
You're going to go right to the Loser Cruiser?
Loser Cruiser story.
Oh, we're ready for that?
What are you snapping your fingers for, Dex? Someone's complaining that the stream's all fucked up.
No, I fixed it.
Okay.
It's doing not well tonight for no apparent reason.
It's ill. It's not.
It's very
well.
Ill. Maybe I need to reboot my computer or something. I don't know.
It's chilling and illing. Okay,
yo,
so
yo,
let's go
yo.
To Tales
and
from
it's
the
Loser Cruiser.
Tales from Loser Cruiser. All aboard!
Tales from the Loser Cruiser.
You hear me now? See you next week.
Yes. I had so much fun this week. I'd like you to think back to your most vulnerable moment in high school. I'd like you to think back to, now I'm not saying that all of you were, but if you were ever bullied, this moment, this story is for you. I'm on the bus, and I guess the kids got out like really early. It was like some sort of fucking pro D day here. I don't know if they have that where you guys are, where they kind of let you all out of school on a half day so their teachers can go jerk off or something.
I'm sure they do.
So I'm on the bus, and there's, like, way too many fucking kids.
You're like,
and
whoa.
I'm like, I have a seat, so it's not like I have to, like, stand up and deal with them. And I'm thinking killing would be good, but no. And there's this one group of kids that are right beside me, and this three kids are picking on this one kid. And this one kid said, look, Just leave me alone. You can't do anything to me on the bus here. And they're going, oh, yeah? Yeah? We could kick the fuck out of you. Nobody would do anything. You think these people give a shit about you, you little fuck? And I'm thinking,
oh,
no.
Here it comes.
Gee.
Do you want the sun to come through the window?
I believe I hear my cue, Mr. Director.
You got the guy with the bat, with the USS NASA hat come in and say, okay, now here's your motivation.
I do this for them, out there, behind the camera.
It's Sunset Desmond.
Yeah,
it's
Norman Desmond.
Oh, my
so
God.
I want to
give my close-up now.
Mr. DeVille.
Anyway.
I step up, and I'm like, get off the bus. And they looked at me, and I said, what? I said, you three are bothering him. Get off the bus. What? Get off the bus at the next stop. Or I see if I can push you through the little window. I'm fucking serious. Get off the bus now. So they get off the bus with this confused, frightened looks on their faces.
Right. Somebody did something.
Surprise.
And I went, are those fuckers bothering me on a regular basis? And he went, yeah, thanks a lot for that. It's like, oh, man, that was so great.
Yeah.
I said, you know your problem is? Is you act like
you
a victim.
You don't have a gun.
You act.
Now, this here is a Colt 45.
You act like a victim. I mean, you're at least as big, if not bigger, than half of those kids that were there. So, okay, sure, three of them can kick the crap out of you. Now, I'm not saying you should go get a gun or a knife or something like that, but get them alone, one at a time, and kick the fuck out of them. Even if they can beat you up, let them know that every time they fuck with you, one of them is going home with a piece of you, like them, bitten out of their legs. I'm serious. Take a chunk out of them. Every time they fuck with you, know that they're going to need to at least have fucking stitches.
Yeah.
And they will leave you alone because the point becomes that, you know.
It's like we're going to get hurt if we touch them.
Every
regardless how bad injured he is.
More trouble than it's worth.
Exactly.
I agree. It's like, okay, if you take this bully, right, most bullies aren't going to kick the shit out of you, or if they do, they're going to pick on you because they know they can get away with it.
Yeah.
Right? And the thing you have to keep in mind is, what's going through your head is, oh, I'm going to get beat up. Okay, what's going to happen if you get beat up? What's the worst that'll happen to you if someone beats you up? You'll get beat up, people will think, oh, he got beat up, you have like a black eye or something like that, and then it'll go away. It's nothing. It's like pain. All you're getting is a little bit of pain, and you're going to stop a lot of pain in the future because this guy's not going to fuck with you anymore because you punched him in the chops.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I said that's exactly what happened to me when I was growing up. I used to get the crap beaten out of me.
You were the only white kid in your high school.
I was the only white kid in my elementary, my junior high, and my high school. I used to get the shit kicked out of me all the time until finally people realized that if they fucked with me, it was not going to be worth it.
Because I never fought back.
They were going to have as much pain as they gave me, if not more.
You never had
it was
to.
A guarantee.
No, I never fought back. I did the entire high school thing without fighting back.
So,
which is, I don't know, that was old Sean.
I know.
Old Sean's gone. Yeah. Old dead.
Sean,
he's gone. Yeah, but no, I never did fight back. So trust me, I'm from a guy who's kind of from the other end. You may think that, well, they'll kick my ass. They'll kick your ass anyway.
Yeah. They'll kick your ass anyway, so you might as well make it fun. You might as well have some fun and some
vengeance. The whole point is that your big fear is that you're going to get beat up.
Well, you're going to get beat up anyway.
No, but even if you don't get beat up, you might get away without being beat up. I had lots of bullies after me, and most of the time, they just harassed me and made me feel like shit. They didn't actually beat me up. If they did, I probably would have fought back, right? But they just, you know, poke you. These kids, they'd grab my bike. There was two of them, and they'd hold the back tire off the ground so I couldn't drive away, whatever, right? It was really fucking embarrassing and made me feel like shit. But I was worried, you know, that I'd get beat up or whatever. What's beat up? Okay? What is being beat up? It's nothing. You're going to get a little pain. If you've ever been punched in the head, you don't feel it till later.
Okay, it also all depends.
It's nothing.
The level of beating.
Yeah, it also depends.
At high school,
like,
it's probably not much.
We could be talking to kids who, like, go to high schools in the States where they, like, curb stomp you and fucking light your shit on fire.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
you have to have a good understanding of the threat value. That
oh, yeah, like, if these assholes, if they grab you and there's, like, 13 kids and they got knives and shit and they're going to curb stomp your head because they did it to three other kids, don't go throwing punches. You get the fuck out of there.
Okay, there's a difference between a bully and a gangster.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
but the thing that bothered me about this whole story, I said, so have you, like, talked to your teachers and everything? He said, yeah, he had talked to his dean. His dean had called his mother. His mother had come in to talk to the dean, and the dean didn't do anything about it.
Wow.
And don't want to make waves.
I said, then it's perfect. I said, if you kick the crap out of them, if one of these fuckers keeps bothering you to the point that you have to put one of them in the hospital, that's perfect, because when they come down on you, you can say, well, look, you know, I went to my teachers, I went to my principal, I went to my dean. They did absolutely fuck all. I felt that maybe if I did this, at least somebody would pay attention to this.
Well, not only that, but there's like phone numbers and shit you can call now and report a bully, and it's like,
I know,
rich.
I mean, but okay, so I heard
report
that.
A bully.
Yeah. So I dealt with that.
It's called Wave in the States, isn't it? That one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I get to work. I turn on the CBC. Now, locally, we had some kid here who was being bullied. This is actually back in Ontario.
Okay.
He wrote a story in which it wasn't him, in which this one kid felt that the easiest way to handle the problem was he goes into a school, he blows up his school, not with people there, just blows up his school, because his idea was that if there is no school, he can't be bullied.
True.
Right? I mean, and he wrote, this is a story.
You'll go to a different school,
this is a
though.
Story he wrote in his drama club.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So they, like, fall on this kid from space.
Oh, yeah, they completely fall.
Of course.
They put him in jail.
They put him in jail. They're
thought
now
crime.
Thought crime.
They're now talking about like giving him a permanent record. We're talking like an actual
criminal record,
for writing a story they consider it uttering threats. So now a whole bunch of writers, including Stephen King, have come out against for this kid, giving like money for
really?
The court case. Yes,
oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
which
good.
I thought was, you know, is good. But the point is, all this is just kind of like, you know, the reverse hand job from the artists who are, like, you know, arguing the exact same thing we are, which is that, you know, oh, they're making writing a crime. You know, we must stop this. You know, I understand, and I do agree with it, but nobody's taking into account the kid. And now here this kid is actually in an interview on CBC, and the line that he said blew my fucking head.
Uh-huh.
He said the only thing he learned out of this is to not make waves,
uh-huh.
to just not review. If you can't just write anything you want, you have to think how people are going to take it. And I'm thinking, oh, great. We're breeding a fucking generation of victims.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Very. After PC and everything you say now.
Who's yeah, that was the part.
Who's it going to bother if I say this?
Hacker rant right now.
I think I cannot think of anything else to say on this.
Don't cue it up just yet. Let him go.
No, it's just... It's always the way it is. Like, people, like, and that's...
It's getting worse and worse.
Actually, I don't think it is. I think
you
it's
really don't think so?
No, because more people join Cult every day.
Well, yeah.
You read that fucking email at joinatthecult.org lately? Have you read that?
No.
It's pretty fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
It's like, we will all together and we will rise up and conquer us.
Put it in German.
Like, it's pretty intense.
You got something pretty powerful.
Yeah, you know, and I'm like, well, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And we're going to go fuck shit up. And everyone's like, fuck yeah, count me in. Where's my rifle? Okay. So a lot of people are like, well, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Fuck you, it's getting worse. There's a lot more people who are ready to strike back.
True.
There's a lot of people who are. And even if it's only a small populace, and fucking A, we'll be the guys who transfer consciousness to machines. That's fine.
But the media jumps on anybody who says anything.
Good.
Because it's a fucking story. Because these fuckwads have no... if they actually had to work for a fucking story, you know, God fucking forbid. So they have some pablum.
Handed
they
to them.
Pablum they can fucking force feed to the public.
There's the bigger reason for that. It's the 24-hour news day. It's the 24-hour
true,
news
yes.
networks. The monster must be fed.
Just like the one last week.
It doesn't
I
care
said
what
that,
it's
that
fed. It's fed something.
The guy in the show, the news story I did last week on so-and-so said that stupid...
Oh, yeah, he said that, you know, helmet heads or something like that.
Yeah, helmet heads are in,
yeah. Bill
Moyers like my
from,
dog
or
something.
Or what's his,
Bill Maher.
Politically incorrect.
Oh, excuse me, I fucking forgot another name. Fuck you.
Well, stab him in the eye. Kill each other. What are you doing?
Fight.
Kill him. Okay,
here is the Yahakor rant from Shankai.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Wrong way.
Remember back in the early 80s when hackers were cool, when hackers were the thing to do? You had war games, Tron, and computers with an emerging technology everyone was excited about, and all of a sudden all the corporations and all the core political got together and decided, whoa, wait, these people know more about computers than we do in these networks. Let's vilify hackers. Let's make them into super predators. Let's make them the reason why everything doesn't work. Let's make them the reason why everything's broken. Let's make them the scapegoat. Hackers are evil. So near the end of the 80s, now in the 90s, hackers are the bad thing. They're going to crucify that hacker. Kevin Mitnick, you know how to make a phone call. We're going to nail your head to a fucking tree, okay? That's how that's going to work. Let's vilify the hacker. Let's make the hacker something evil. Well, crackers, destroying software, destroying profits. Oh my God, they call cost us billions of dollars in lost revenue. Money I never had, so I lost it. How does that work? Excuse me, if that's the case, then all of the children in the projects in the Black Ghetto Youth District should sue the government for lost revenue because they're not doctors, okay, because they were denied education. That's exactly the same fucking principle. Now, more than ever, it is more important for people to understand the skills related to what we now qualify as deckers, the people in the deck, the people who know the freaking, cracking, jacking, all that stuff, hacking lore. We need to have that. We need to have it solid. We need to have that down. Because you think it's going to get better? Do you think it's going to get better? Do you think that people's rights are going to become realized? They're going to relax? No. We're all getting choked out again. The unions are all corrupt. We all know that. I mean, it's the lesser of two evils, but it's still evil. So now the only thing we got is the directional chaos of a bunch of individuals who are ready to stand up and fight back for things that they believe in because they know that it is wrong. This is why the hacking skills are important. We have to keep them. We have to grow them. And we have to adapt with our surroundings. And provided we do this through directional chaos, no one can stop the coming wave. That is the justice of hackers. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Exploiting ourselves for your benefit. You're listening to Rant Radio.
I have a poem from Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, cool.
Excellent.
And you know, those are
higher
always
learning.
Good. They're great.
A poetry moment.
A poetry moment.
Somebody keep
Lieutenant
reminding
Major
me to bring
Zombie.
In my fucking poem that I wrote.
Okay.
I always forget.
Bring in your poem.
Jack, bring in your poem.
That'll help.
The little cries for freedom. There was a light. The light of pain. The pain of love. The love of death. The death of born. Why? Oh, why? By the light? Or by the sea, my life is at its peak, I guess. Oh, why, oh, do we live? The life is under the pain. My friend is the life. Why are we here today to look? Why is there light in my face? The light is won. The pain of love is here. The music is coming. The freedom is here to stay. Why are we under control? Why the government is controlling us? Why? Oh, why? The freedom should be here. My God. There is no light at the end. There is no freedom. Because the government is in hands. We shall stop them. We shall do it now, I guess. There is time for us. The light should grow bigger than ever. We're coming fast as lightning. We're coming to get you. Then the day of pain, the death, the love, the born shall grow bigger and powerful. There will be a someone. There will be freedom. Because, my friend, there shall be freedom of life and freedom of your point of view. Let's fight for our freedom and shall come. That's why we have the cult made for the people by the people and shall be freedom for the people. And there shall be freedom within us to fight for.
I think it's great.
By Decker, Lieutenant Major's
office. I think what we got to do is somebody has to go get the recording of Sim reading that and put like a music to it.
There you go.
That'd be good. And then what we'll do is we'll like
and the little laugh,
we'll go and we'll zip it and we'll make it into like multiple WAV files and we will email that to all the FBI, CIA, and like KGB people because that will scare the shit out of them more than any rant I have ever done in the history of the world.
Well,
because they will
me.
Listen to this and go, "What the fuck does this mean?" And they will put a team of monkeys around the clock on this motherfucker, and they'll be like, we can't find any symmetry here. We know this is a code.
We found nothing.
One
of the monkeys did, however, write like Shakespeare, though.
It's called free verse, maybe.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I think that's great. You know, why not? What the fuck? You know, and people.
And he's
who,
a Decker, not even a prophet.
No, he's not, though. You know, and
he's just touching the prophet side of himself. You bet.
We don't want to hear about that.
Neither did I, but hey.
This was sent in by Dimit.
Dimit.
Very funny.
Vampire Dimit, I think.
If you receive an email entitled Bad Times, delete it immediately. This was sent through ICQ.
Okay.
Do not open it. Apparently, this one's pretty nasty. It will not only erase everything in your hard drive, but it'll also delete anything on your disks within 20 feet of your computer. It demagnetizes the stripes on all of your credit cards. It reprograms your ATM access code, screws up the tracking on your VCR, and uses subspace field harmonics to scratch any CDs you attempt to play. It will program your phone to auto-dial to call only your mother-in-law. This virus will mix antifreeze into your fish tank. It will drink all your beer.
That's awesome.
It will leave dirty socks on the coffee table when you're expecting company.
Oh, fuck!
It will replace your shampoo with Nair and Nair with your Rogaine. All the while dating your current boyfriend behind your back and billing their hotel rendezvous to your Visa. It will cause you to run with scissors and throw things in a way that is only fun until someone loses an eye. It will rewire your backup files, changing all of your active verbs to passive tense, and incorporating undetectable misspellings which grossly change the interpretations of key sentences. If the bad times message is open in a Windows 95 environment, it will leave the toilet seat up and leave your hairdryer plugged in dangerously close to a full bathtub. It will not only remove forbidden tags from your mattresses and pillows, it will also refill your skim milk with whole milk. Warn as many people as you can. If you don't send this to 5,000 people in 20 seconds, you'll fart so hard your right leg will spasm, shoot straight out in front of you, sending sparks that will ignite the person nearest to you. Send.
Good God, man, what does it mean?
That's pretty good, eh?
Like, what do you say to that?
That sounds like one of Uncle Dak's old roommates.
Yeah,
it was Mike, somebody who was fed up.
They managed to download Eastman and put him on to do a virus.
That's everything Eastman does, huh?
Yeah, that guy was a virus.
We're gonna do the news.
I'd have to say that's interesting. Just like I got a little newfie virus from a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
It's of course all it has in the subject is newfie virus. So I figured it's got to be a joke. Because, well, you know.
It's a newfie virus.
You open it up and it goes, "You've just been infected by a newfie virus. This is an on your honor type virus. Please proceed to format all your drives and scratch all your CDs and copy yourself to as many people as you can. Thank you.
Yeah, virus.
Yeah, I've seen the honor bound virus.
And of course people pass it on.
Now, what was that thing you were talking about with this really scary fucking thing about the needles?
That didn't sound very good.
Oh, yes. Like I was just saying, I was forwarded a message from a friend of mine, same friend, Apparently, there's a message going around through the police departments, and they're releasing it to different people and all the rest of that. So far in Canada, out east mostly, there's been many cases of needles left sitting in type any kind of seats that you can, like any fabric seats.
I got that
like
email,
theater.
Too.
And, like, people will sit down and go, ah, damn, what the hell was that? Something just poked me. You sit up and you look at this and there's a syringe sitting in the, well, just the needle part sitting in the seat. There's a little note sitting on the back of the seat, which you don't usually notice because, well, who inspects their seat before they sit down? And
if you think about this, it would be too easy. Just fucking bury a needle in there.
Urban legend, needle in the seat. Imagine getting this by email. A couple of weeks ago in a Dallas movie theater, a person sat on something sharp on one of the seats. When she stood up to see what it was, a needle was found poking through the seat with an attached note saying, "You've been infected with HIV. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta reports similar events that have taken place in several other cities." Unfortunately, there's so many of these stupid hoaxes around, and it probably is. But I'm sure it breeds people go, oh, that's a good idea.
Well, I'm not so sure if it's a hoax because I'm not sure if Don got this from his brother, which is a cop.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but I got that email that said the same thing. Exact same thing.
I don't know about
the internet's
movies.
Wonderful
I don't know about
for
movie
these kind
theaters,
of things.
But I do know for a fact that somebody, this is going back about 6 years, somebody did get stuck in the leg in the back of a taxi right here in Vancouver.
That's not surprising, though.
Yeah. he sat down and clink, ah! Stands up and there's a syringe sticking into the back of his leg.
Take it with you to the hospital and get tested.
I had one episode once where I was scared I might have had the HIV.
Yeah?
Once. Jans was, or Rona Medic was there for that. And that was some scary shit. That was some bad, bad, scary.
Yeah, that was a good weekend. That was a grand weekend. Yeah,
and how long does it take to test for that? 5 to 10 days.
Well, the worst
days
part was that we were away on a camping trip,
mm-hmm.
and somebody told me that somebody had said they tested positive and all this kind of shit.
Okay.
And it just fucking terrified me. And I'm like just a kid. I'm like 19 or whatever. And you want to talk about fear? You know what I mean? Oh my God. But what would fuck me up even worse than that now would be like, you know, I go to the movie theater with my wife. She sits down and she gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. You know, the note's there. And, you know, I'd fucking...
I believe the only correct term is I actually, right now, my brain is producing the sound that you normally hear from, like, you know, an Arab mullah right before, you know, they scream and, like, you know, charge into the British guns.
You'd hear, everyone in the theater would hear the sound of a shadow vessel as it flies by from that five screaming in their mind. Okay, it's going to happen. Okay, and at that moment, whether or not she has the HIV virus would determine whether or not Sean Kennedy continues on as entity known as Sean Kennedy, or if he becomes something else.
Grim servant of death?
No, like Sean Kennedy the fucking man would just be gone. Sean gone now. There's new horrible insane Sean, and all of them
evil Sean.
There'd be
Sean.
Evil maniacal. You know,
it's Skippy Kennedy.
It's fucking gone insane Sean. It's fucking evil crazy Sean. And oh my God, like just the thought of it just makes
The worst. The worst thing I had was when we were dealing with a patient who had meningitis, and we didn't know if it was.
Oh, this is good.
We didn't know if it was viral meningitis or if it was bacterial.
Bacterial meningitis.
Bacterial meningitis is nice. Bacterial meningitis, you just get sick and you die. Viral meningitis, you get sick and everyone around you dies, as well as you die, too. And we had to hold this guy down. They didn't know what the hell was wrong with him. And so we're laying, like, literally over this guy trying to keep him on the bed for the better part of 8 hours when finally they decide to do a spinal tap. And what they do is they roll you onto your side. They have you bring your legs up. And you go into, like, a fetal position so that they can insert this monster-long needle into your back.
Oh, that sounds fucking great.
I'll just
sign me up.
So well.
Can I get tested?
Story.
Okay, so...
But the good news is this guy was already brain dead when they were doing this.
This guy is completely delirious. He's running a fever of 105. He is
only halfway there. I just light the fucker on fire.
He's not conscious. We don't know what's wrong. And so when I lay across to hold, because he can't do it himself, so we have to bring his legs up. I have to lay across, use my body weight and my arms to hold him in a fetal position. Mm-hmm. When the doctor sticks it in, no matter how he does it, it's still going to produce pain. Pain response, the body kicks and jerks.
Even so, if you're asleep, no problem.
Even if you're asleep. So I have to hold him to prevent him from doing that. So they he does that. What does he do? His bladder lets go. He fucking urinates all over my fucking leg.
Nice.
Yum.
The doctor, when he sticks the needle in, now normally what it will do is it will slowly milk out into the vial. They usually use a vial that's
milk
under
out.
that's under a vacuum. That it'll actually will draw it out.
Yeah.
He hasn't got the, you don't put the bottle on, the collection tube on before you get the needle in. There was so much bacterial infection in his spinal fluid that it, now this is supposed to be a clear liquid.
Fluid.
It's supposed to look like spit.
Yeah.
Right? It came out milky under its own pressure.
Uh-huh. Too much.
Yes. So I, my partner and I both get splashed by spinal fluid.
Nice.
Milky spinal
so
fluid.
So we, like, wash up, and then they come back.
Fucking
and
fire cleanses, motherfucker.
We wash up, we come back, and the first thing they say is, don't go back out into the main waiting room. Why? Initial tests show that it's meningitis. Oh, because, you see, when you get it, if it's, like, viral meningitis, and it's the type that they think it is, if we've actually contracted it, we have about a 25%, even if they give us the drugs to try and do deal with it, of dying anyway.
Well, that's fine. Everyone
that's
involved,
great.
The doctor involved, the chick and Tino, they're all coming with me. So.
You don't, no, they, no, you don't understand.
So
they
get
all,
in line, motherfucker. You're all going
to die. The doctor had to call another doctor in because he couldn't handle any more patients. Because he's now, until we all know that if this is viral or bacterial, we're all quarantined.
Have some fear.
So if we're quarantined, and it's, by the way, about 2 days before Christmas, so everybody's going to have to spend at least, if we are sick, the next 2 weeks in fucking in quarantine.
Oh, that's great.
Fear much? Hey, how about a big bag of fuck and a tall, warm glass of shit to wash that down?
Yeah. Yum!
You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, turned out it was
a good
just,
present.
Turned out it was just bacterial meningitis.
Oh.
Great!
He
that's great.
He good. Died 2 days later.
Fire cleanses! Excuse me while
goodness.
I shower with a Brillo pad. Fuck that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And the best part was it was my supervisor who had this guy busted the body crap. He was such a jerk. And he had to come along and he had to be there for this. We said we don't need, like, you know, four people in here. The two of us is fine. You know, that's good. So he had to hang around. He got splashed. I got splashed. So that meant, and he was
sucks
like,
to be you, Buster.
He was freaking out. He was just.
I'd be freaking
totally,
out too, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be peeking.
Oh, yeah, he was. And the thing is, me and Trevor and Rick were all just like, you know, well, if we got it, we got it.
Not much you can do.
Yep, there ain't.
No.
All you can do is just roll the dice and hope.
Well, if I'm gonna die, I mean, like, how long do you have to live? About 6 months. Well,
okay.
Cult's gonna get a huge infusion of cash as Jacques goes on a crime spree and starts robbing fucking Loomis trucks. Come out with your hands up, or what, motherfucker?
We
rot away in this singleness.
We don't have money in Loomis trucks.
Armored ones.
There are no more Loomis armored trucks.
Oh, okay.
They got rid of it.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Well, whatever. Some armored trucks, motherfuckers. Hi there.
Brinks.
My name's John, and you're a pimp. I'm doing a service for the community.
So, Sean, how do you feel about your new job?
I'm strangely comfortable with it.
I love what we do.
I'm strangely comfortable.
Ready for the news?
Yeah, let's get into the news.
What? You
haven't done the news yet?
Nope.
What the fuck? It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Okay, the first one up. Man accidentally saws off hand, then shoots snails into his head.
This is my favorite story. Well, my second favorite story of the week. This is fucking great. I've had days like this. I've done this.
Say that again. Sawed off hand.
And man accidentally saws off hand, then shoots snails into his head.
And to forget about the pain, he grabs a nail gun and shoots himself repeatedly in the head.
A Pennsylvania construction worker accidentally cuts off his hand with a power saw and then shoots himself in the head with a nail gun several times, apparently hoping to end his pain. had at least a dozen one-inch nails protruding from his scalp. He went to surgery to reattach the hand and was hospitalized in stable condition.
In stapled condition.
Stapled, yeah. He severed his hand on Tuesday while using a miter saw in the basement of another man's home. After finding him, the man called emergency shelter has arrived a short time later. He shot himself in the head with a pneumatic gun because he could not stand the pain from the amputation.
Where was this?
Pennsylvania. Bethlehem. Pennsylvania.
Wow. But he can use his hand.
His other hand.
No, but the hand was...
I don't know.
No, it was reattached.
Reattached and successfully reattached. And he's fine.
A follow-up? Wow. Yeah.
He cut his hand off, tried to kill himself with a nail gun, failed, and then they brought him to the hospital. And
I am so glad I wasn't on that EMS team. Fuck you, call ALS. I'm walking out of
here. This guy is, whoa.
How's it going?
I actually have kind of a gross veterinarian story. Didn't happen to me. I read this in the paper. This grossed me out.
Uh-huh. I saw it on the news last night.
Okay, these people come home. Their Rottweiler puppy is, like, laying on the floor whimpering. Its eye is all swollen up. The animal's, like, really in a bad way. So they pick it up. The mm-hmm. puppy, like, just squeals, apparently. They take mm-hmm. it down to the vet. Vet gets it there. It's, like, starts to, like, palpate around the eye. Notices some sort of protrusion under the eye, but there's no hole. He can't find an entry or an exit wound, but there's something underneath the skin. So he x-rays.
Uh-huh.
Running the length of the animal, right along the spine, from the skull all the way back to the end, there is something in the dog.
What?
Yeah, I heard about this.
The doc makes a small incision and finds something. Starts pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling. Pulls out a 30-centimeter knitting needle that was inside the dog.
In its head, and it went down its neck?
Down its neck, along its spine, missed all of its organs, missed everything. As soon as they got it out, the little puppy jumped up and wanted to play.
Whoa.
I was, like, reading this going, oh.
That is a tough dog.
Okay, and how did it get in?
They don't know. They cannot. The doctor cannot find an entry.
Landed on it.
The only thing they're reasonably sure of is that it was an accident. It wasn't, like, deliberate animal cruelty or anything like that.
Wow.
There are better ways to kill a puppy.
Yes. Besides knitting needle.
They have no idea. They have not been able to find a any type of entry wound.
The closest I can figure is it might have gone in through the eye somehow.
Like along
the eye socket.
Just slipped in along the eye socket.
Wow.
And how did it get in right through its entire body? That's
they don't know.
They have
absolutely no idea. All they know is what they found, which was they pulled a knitting needle
this is
out.
Yet another reason why you should have a webcam in your house.
Okay. Yes. Normally, I disagree.
Let's review the tape.
Normally, I disagree with Sean because of personal...
Turn it off
issues.
While you're home.
However,
fine.
I don't care. I want to know how the fuck the knitting needle got in the puppy.
And we reviewed the digital webcam footage, and that was when we found out that cats have opposable thumbs.
I bet you that cat would have one fuck of a surprise.
There's a
morning, puss!
You're really pissed, aren't you? No?
You want
now the shit isn't washing anymore, is it?
No. I love you, meow. I'm the wrong
I love
leg.
You.
Fuck.
There's a movie coming out this summer called Cats and Dogs, which has that basic premise that all around us that we don't know, there is a war going on between cats and dogs. They're actually both...
Dogs would fully own.
No. Well, actually, you have to see this. Apparently, it is... They did a lot of digital effects, and it is hysterical. Just a couple of previews I saw. Woman walks in. The dog and the cat are about to kill each other. The cat has, like, a ray gun or some shit. The dog is, like, about to bash its brains in with a dresser. And, like, the woman walks in, and they freeze. Woman walks through the other room, picks up her mail, whatever, walks back out. The animals basically get back to the fight. I was killing myself just looking, watching the previews of this thing.
Real life Tom and Jerry.
Yes. That's what appealed to me.
What do we got on the...
Justices will review ban on virtual kitty porn.
What?
What virtual kitty porn is they take the image of a child and superimpose the face on a real person so they look really young. Or they just make it up completely on a computer. That in itself, they did not use a real child.
Right.
and they're going to review it. U.S. Supreme Court agreed Monday to decide whether Congress can attack child pornography by banning computer-altered images that only appear to show minors involved in child activity. The court said it would hear the government's argument by banning sexual images that do not actually portray children. 1996 laws help stamp out the market for child pornography involving. So right now it is banned. Just making it up. So
drawing a child.
Yes.
Involved in a sex act, should that be made illegal?
That's the big question that they're going over.
Well, right here in Canada, we recently had a ruling in which...
I don't know whether it should be made illegal or not, but it just feels wrong.
they stated that any image that you basically, either a story or art, that is personally created, that does not show an illegal act, that you do not distribute, is legal. So in other words, if you wrote a story about a child in a near-sexual situation that doesn't actually, you know, involve sodomy or something like that, yes, that's legal in Canada now. But if you actually, like in the story, say, involved illegal acts, or if you say if you gave this, even if it wasn't illegal acts, and you gave it to someone else, that makes it an illegal act.
I don't think that anything you create, if it's not distributed, how can something that you make out of your imagination
still
be
illegal?
I don't think it should be.
Okay,
well, no,
yeah.
That's in case if they arrest you for something else. You see, in Canada, we have this wonderful law, which is basically, essentially, it means if you're from the States, the best way to describe this is fishing is legal in Canada. They walk in and, like, say, are busting you for, like, unpaid parking tickets, and they find drugs.
They find your grow-op or something like that.
They can also charge you for the grow-op, where in the States... they can only charge you for whatever crime they're there to arrest you for.
We didn't see that.
No. It makes sense. In a very screwed up way, it does make sense.
What screwed up way? If you go in for a real reason, like you can't get a search warrant because somebody had a parking ticket. Bad example, okay?
But
if you go into someone's house for a legitimate reason and see that they're raping someone, or that, you know, that they've got child porn or grow up, what? You think it's ridiculous or
I don't think it's ridiculous, but I think that it creates situations that could be ridiculous. Like, he's got a number of, like, you know, there's some reason the cops have they can give that are very.
Okay, the cop comes in because, we had a report that you, like I said, okay, this happened to me. This is kind of a funny story, actually. I'm walking out of my car. There's some white trash motherfucker who lives on the second floor. His daughter was there, I guess stepdaughter, whatever, from like five previous marriages or whatever. She's out on the balcony. Not anything to look at by any stretch, but I'm a naturally friendly person. I'm walking out to the car with my wife. I go, hi, and I wave. I say, how's it going? I'm Sean. I live up in the top corner apartment. Maybe we'll see you around. You must be new here. I get in my car. I drive away. We go to this fucking wedding, have a good meal, come home. There's a cop
waiting
who wants
for
to talk to me. Everyone calls like, why does cops want to talk to Sean? What the fuck, right? And, you know, my buddy Shane was trying to get a hold of me. Everybody's trying to get a hold of me. And they're all like, what the fuck, right? And I'm starting to freak out. And Sim's like, cops are coming over to Sean's house. And if he doesn't ICQ me in exactly 15 fucking minutes, we're all going
to go
over there.
Yep.
Yeah, and all of Colt was on alert, and RC ran right in. And the cop shows up, and I'm like, hi. And he comes inside the apartment, and I'm like, really not cool with having cops walk around
right,
my apartment.
But okay, anyways.
Anyway, so he comes into the apartment, right? And he's like, so, did you say anything to anyone today? I'm like, motherfucker, I've been at a wedding all day. Right?
It's like, what are you getting on about?
Do I look hungry, motherfucker? So I'm like, you know. So he says, well, did you say anything to the people down below? And I went, when, this morning? Yeah. I said, hi, I'm Sean. I live up in the corner apartment, and the cop is feeling really stupid because my wife is sitting there, and she's, like, knitting, you know. And we've got, like, plants everywhere, you know. And
there's carpet. No harnesses on the ceiling.
Yeah, they're like, it's totally, you know, I'm looking disturbingly straight. And the only thing was that I dyed my hair white. He says, you're Sean Cannon? I said, yeah, we have reports your hair is black or dark. And I said, yeah, I dyed it white today, actually. And he goes, oh, looks good. And he's like, okay, well, what did you mean by that?
I said, I meant good morning.
Hello.
John.
Salutations.
It's a common greeting on this planet. And it's like, you know, and he's like, so
and
you
were totally bewildered by the
And the cop's feeling
many
like
many layers
idiot.
Of meaning that can apparently be read into these simple greetings.
And the cop says to me, he says, I understand here. You must understand I have to ask these questions. And I said, no, that's fine. He goes, so, at this point, I'm starting to smile because I'm beginning to see how stupid this is. He goes, so you didn't mean anything sexual by that. And I'm like, I've thought of every conceivable way to hit on a woman. Okay. But good morning. I live in the second floor. It's not, you know, my name is Luca. You know what? Like, no, I did not. My wife's like looking at this cop like, are you insane? And he's like, right, I'll just go tell them. And it's all good. So you got a pretty big computer because I have a big server. I'm like, yeah, you know, I mess around. I host a website. What kind of website? You know, and then he's looking at my CD rack, which is mighty. And none of which is legit, right? And I'm like, it's kind of a news site sort of thing. What kind of news site? And I'm like,
think carefully.
And I'm like, we do like sports kind of stuff.
Oh, sports! Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, right on. Okay, well, that's cool. And he like, and I get him the fuck out of the apartment.
So hacking's
right?
A sport now.
Oh, sure.
He should have just said, yeah, actually, we do a radio show. It's really cool. And then he'd completely lose all interest. And
I don't know about that. People, when I usually tell people about radio, they go, oh, really? What kind of radio?
Oh, yeah,
what
I get that, too. I get that, too. It's sort of like
feigned
when
interest.
They say, oh, how are you today? And they're just sort of talking, but
do,
not really
meaning
anything.
You remember your rant you did a few weeks, ago?
One
where
thing. Why did he ask to come into the apartment? I mean, he didn't have to be allowed into
the
apartment. So. I mean,
no,
you could have stepped outside to talk to him.
I could have, yes,
probably
but there's
best.
Nothing worse than, slammed, all right. Hello, officer.
Hey, I'm not saying what you did was wrong.
My
all I'm
t-shirt's
saying,
on inside out to hide the logo that's on it.
All I'm saying is that for that
don't
simple
mind
thing,
the sound of screaming,
they don't
the
have
TV.
A right to come
I
into your apartment.
I left it on real loud.
No.
And if you invite them in,
please, this is nothing
and
bad.
You have a grow-up, you deserve to be caught.
Okay, well, that's
now,
true.
You didn't have a grow-up, and you had no reason to keep them out,
yeah.
But
yeah,
I disagree with you. I disagree with you.
Beyond
he did. The cop had no right to be in there.
No,
and
the
he
cop
didn't
had
demand
no right
to be, in.
To be in there. But I'm just it's being a civil guy, because
yeah.
The cop's like, if, you know, I can be talking. I'm like, I don't want all my shit spilled out into my neighbor's fucking lap out in the hallway.
No shit.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's like, were you sexually assaulting the young lady downstairs?
Never
oh, yeah, it's giving it to her in the ass. I said, hi, how's it going? I live upstairs with my wife. Why, fuck with a pole. Like, did I hear something there? Oh, did I say that out loud? You know, what the hell?
Yeah. Was I speaking out loud again?
I'm sorry, I was speaking out loud. Damn, this cop's cute. Fuck!
Do they look
excuse
directly
me, I am
below
not,
you?
I am not cute. Oh, my God, he can read my mind! You know?
Do they live directly below you?
No, they live like a floor or so over.
That's too bad.
And I thought of some great stuff. Like I was gonna take like satanic monk chanting and put my speakers on the floor.
Oh no!
Fucking drill holes in the floor like bean sized holes and drop like the most foul selling fluid in the galaxy through there like fish oils and shit and just be like oh fuck like all kinds of hell. Like, you know, go get some ether and let it seep under the door from a plastic bag and just do some sick shit to them. But, I mean, it's like, what the fuck? And, like, I ran into the mom the other day, and this is a full trailer trash
really?
Family, right? And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, whatever. Yeah, okay, fine. And then
so
I have to talk
sorry.
To her. You know? I'm like, you're sorry. You're sorry you phoned the fucking cops on me.
Because I said, hello.
Because I said hello. And that's when I did the rant about how disgusting it is in our society
yeah.
Where you can't say hello to people.
I've had this happen where not quite
you know,
as
and you're
bad
like,
as
holy
you.
Fuck, man. I'm just being civil. What the hell's the deal?
I ran into one of my neighbors, and I was like, good morning. And she looked at me like,
oh, my God. Why did you speak to me?
Well, you are kind of frightened.
What do you want?
No, but come on, motherfucker. I need a break
what?
Here.
What? Did you see like it was like their baby parts hanging from my skin?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was chewing on a child. Would you like some? I was
sorry,
so rude of me not to share.
What? Fucking burning toaster baby parts hanging in my mouth. You know, I don't understand this shit. People are like all scared of each other.
It's like you go into. That's one of the reasons why. Like whenever I go shopping, I'm usually like completely fucking with the chick behind the counter. Right?
Always.
Just like I'm making her laugh and do all kinds of crazy shit. And I've had like whole lineups going in elevators and fucking SkyTrains and shit, just because it's okay to talk to people. And they're like, "Well, you're weird." No, motherfucker, I'm just not scared. That's all.
Yes,
I'm just not scared.
Actually, a good example of how screwed up some people are is today in the gas station.
What happened?
Hey, I was at the gas station today filling up my truck.
Which is what one does at a gas station.
That's what one does at a gas station. I was in line waiting to pay for my gas, and the girl at the counter wished the man who was just leaving a nice day, and he turned around and said to her, "Don't you wish me a nice day? Do you know what the hell's going on in my life?" Sorry.
Nice.
You know, nice guy, eh?
I know. You can't even say anything to anyone because they'll misconstrue it.
Oh, wait. You can't say anything to anyone. We're not exaggerating a bit. I said hi to about 1,000 people in the last month, and none of them turned on me. So to say you can't say anything to anybody.
Well, this relates back. People are scared to say things.
Say hi to me again.
What do you mean by that?
I'd take drugs? I'd say a pretty tiny percentage of the people are fucked up.
Yeah,
enough to get pissed off at you for this. Otherwise, you wouldn't say hi to anybody, and you'd never realize that saying hi to somebody can sometimes set them off for no particular reason.
I don't say have a good day. I say have a better day.
Mm-hmm. And have a better day.
I don't give a fuck. If I'd have been in the store, she's like, you can't say that to me. Like, hey, asshole, don't be a dick, okay? Take a break. You don't have to be a shithead every day in your life. All right? And he's like, I'll fucking kick your ass. Will you now? You know? Let's go outside. I'll bring this crowbar, and I'll kill you. Okay?
Hey, this is convenient. He'll need $5 in gas.
It's like, Schnick, didn't your mother teach you not to play with sharp objects? You know, I'm waiting for the day that I'm in a bank. And some fucking guy freaks on the cashier. Hey, asshole! And the whole bank said, because they can't say that shit, stop yelling at her, or I'll stab you!
Everyone's like...
And they're like, holy fuck. Kinda, actually, you can't really make a threat like that. What you say is you just yell at him, and you go, what are you doing? And you know, he's freaked out. What the fuck? This is none of your business. Actually, it's scary when people yell at you, because you don't know if they're armed or not. You don't know if they've got a gun. What if they have a gun? What then? What if they're at the end of their rope? What if they're someone with a history of violence who's just taking their medication? What then? It's scary. It's scary. And then the guy's like, I think you should leave and come back into the bank again and try again. And then the bank manager, at this point, every fucking teller is like, you know, the hand is firmly embedded down the wire on the panic button. Their whole body is stuffed into the cash drawer and closed, okay?
The panic buttons are going to misfunction because five people are pressing them at once.
Yeah, there's like, I've broken my thumb pressing the panic button. You know, I tore it off in the accident, you know.
I am now headbutting the button.
I can't quite press this button hard enough. He decides to fuck off at the high port. The bank, you can't do that, sir. I'm like, motherfucker, and if the bank manager came out and said that to me, I'd fucking rip him a whole new head. I'd be like, you mean to tell me that you're going to let your fucking nice lady here get harassed by some shit for brains, and when another customer stands up and does exactly to him what he was doing to her, you're going to fucking come out here and chastise me for it? Well, fuck you very much.
I do that on the bus all the time. This is why I have so many Loser Cruiser stories, because I do not tolerate...
And this is why he does not ride the bus.
I know. This is. I don't tolerate instability.
I'd have a full-time job.
I do. I mean, you wonder why I am... What do you call me? What's that...
Grim Servant of Death.
Grim Servant of Death. It's because I ride the Sean.
If you had to ride public transit, Sean, you'd have to invest in tights and a cape.
Actually tell them. What was it, Monday or was it Tuesday? Tuesday we went to go see a movie. We get to the bus stop. Some guy comes up and goes, hey, man, you want to buy drugs? And I, like, just turn to Brian, and I'm like, I attract them.
it was really only because I wanted to go ahead and get to where we're going to see 13 Days, which is what we went and saw, rather than, you know, watching.
But he could have paid for the late film.
No, you missed it. I actually said in front of this guy, because I know he wouldn't know, and actually I would have said it either way. I turned to Brian, and I go, sorry, I turned to PVM. And I go, so, do you want to start our new job now?
It's like,
I was making jokes like that for the whole time we were standing there at the stop. And more and more I listened to this guy, the more and more annoying he became. And I really, really seriously considered, you know, I'm usually the one who's standing up to people who are being bullied or just people that are being assholes to other people. You know, it'd be nice to be an asshole myself to someone who I think deserves it.
It would be.
I was thinking, seriously, I could roll the guy.
So you spun him around.
I didn't, because he wanted to go see
the movie. I threw a guy out of a McDonald's once.
Oh, that'd be nice.
No, it was me and Ronan Sarah. It was pretty funny, actually. This is Sean, first leave back from the Army. We're downtown Granville Street, because I wanted to be in the city. And now on Granville, there's like a couple of McDonald's. There's the one up Granville and the one down Granville. Okay, I'm the one down Granville. Yeah. Okay? And I'm in there, and the one up Granville is kind of a scummy fucking place. Okay? And the one down Granville is not that much better, but it's better.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of seniors and shit in there. So anyway, I'm sitting in there, and this guy comes by, and I'm with Ronan Sarriott. Now, I'm wearing Garrison boots, fucking shorts, a t-shirt, all this kind of shit, right? It's very similar to almost what I was wearing when I had to deal with the crack junkie. And so I'm like, you know, dressed to move a little bit.
Sean
here, okay?
K. war apparel.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm sitting there eating my burger, and this guy comes in and goes, hey, man, do you know where the fucking whatever is? And I'm like, yeah, it's just down the way, right? Be civil. What? He comes up to me. He goes outside, talks to this other guy. Comes back inside, goes, hey, you want to buy some angel dust? And I'm like,
motherfucker.
And I get mad, right? Because I'm like, asshole, this is a fucking family restaurant. What are you doing coming here selling drugs in front of fucking kids and old people and shit? Like, if you're going to sell drugs, okay, whatever. But don't fucking do it at McDonald's. The fuck, would you like fries with that? You know? The fuck, get the fuck out of here, is what I say, right?
Yeah.
He goes and gets the fuck out of the store, right? I'm sitting there, and I'm fucking mad. Now, he's talking to his buddy, and his buddy's looking mad. They're both looking at me inside, and I'm thinking, you know, they're selling angel dust. That means there's probably a good chance that they have angel dust in their possession. Which means there's a small chance they are on angel dust. And if they are on angel dust, I'm going to have me one fuck of a handful. Okay, because fighting with people on dust is bad. Okay, because, you know, you just shoot them in the head or the heart or you're just going to piss them off. Now, at this stage of the game, I'm feeling, now, it was actually really, really bad because I happened to be packing at the time and I had my knife with me. And, of course, Ronan Sarriott's got, like, you know, seven knives with him.
More steel than a metal porcupine.
Yeah, the guy's, he's got like a push dagger and like another knife. So he's all good to go, and I'm like, this is fucking great. So it's not like we're going to get jumped, but the thing is, two guys on dust jumping, two guys who've got experience with armed combat on a public street. Oh, yeah, this is going to be fucking great.
I think I read that comic book.
And I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. And one guy's a big guy. The other guy's kind of a wiry, shaky, twitchy motherfucker, right?
That's what I call skills.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be really all kinds of bad. So I eat my fucking burger, you know, and I'm sitting there going,
fuck. And your stomach has now got a metal lump in it.
Well, I'm sitting there going, fuck. You know, because more than that, I'm really worried because, okay, these guys could have AIDS. I don't know what the fucking deal is. I'm going to get blood all over me. What the fuck, right? So I get up and I leave out the side door because you avoid it. You avoid the fucking conflict. These guys aren't fucking with anyone in there. They want to fuck with me. So if I can walk away, I do so. So I get out the side and the guys walk around the side. They're looking at me and I'm looking at them and I just keep on walking, eh? And I guess you can kind of tell when some guy's going to, you know, if he's ready to go or not. And I was pretty ready to go. And they just sort of thought better because they're like, well, you know, he's not sitting down anymore. And, you know, he's kind of a big guy, so fuck, whatever. But that was some scary shit, you know. And you're sitting there and you're thinking, fuck, man. You try to stand up for people, and it's going to come back and nail you in the teeth like that. Scary shit. What do you got there, Sam?
We have a webpage I just posted in the IRC of all the copies of Dr. Pepper around the in North America.
Oh, these are so nasty.
He'll put it up. Hey, you're not Dr. Pepper. We categorize the worst Dr. Pepper clones of all times. It's tough. It's a tough life being a fake Dr. Pepper. You know the soda we're talking about. They're present at every local grocery store trying to ride the coattails of one of the most unique sodas ever made. The competition between these clones is incredibly tough. That's why we've put them in the following categories.
Okay, what did we have? We had Dr. Country Doctor, Dr. Country.
We're missing them.
What
here.
Was that?
Start
first
at the top
one?
Here. Start at the top. The most expressive Dr. Pepper clones.
Dr.
Mr.
Whoa.
Ah and Dr. Whoa.
Mr. Ah.
Dr. Skipper.
The Hillbilly Dr. Pepper clones. Country Doctor and Dr. Country. The Before and After Soda Med School Dr. Pepper. The Homeland the Skipper and Dr. Skipper.
Dr. Sweet, Dr. Perfect. I should start collecting rip-off Dr. Peppers.
Dr. Well, they've got a pretty good collection here.
What's
the most explosive
called?
Dr. Dynamite.
Dr. Dynamite?
Dr. Thunder.
What the fuck? Is this a monster truck? Wow, what's that one there? Go up one. What is that there? That one there? Holy shit, what? That looks very, very much.
So Dr.
Like,
up?
Wow, that's like...
Yes, the worst attempts to cash in on other soda names. Dr. Slice, Dr. Doc Shasta, and Dr. Up. Dr. Whatever. The Dr. Pepper clone that's not trying hard enough. Dr. Whatever. the preferred doctor. Dr.
There's
Tool.
There's more than one? Oh my god, they've got more.
Oh, there's pages of this. And just plain old doctor. Dr. Perky.
Oops. I like that. I want, I'm having a Dr. Perky.
That's fucking brutal.
Just amazing how many there are. It would take you a while to collect them all.
What was that, one that we have locally here?
Dr. Skipper. That's the one we have. I think it is in here. It's right there, Dr. Skipper.
That's local.
Yep. Safeway Select, whatever it is.
Evil.
So these are probably all the clones from all the different little chains.
Do you see what your evil cloning technology has done?
It's not real Dr. Pepper. It's a copy. Now, if they take your Dr. Pepper and transformed it...
It's not a copy.
All right, in any case, let's do Tales from the Street.
Are we ready for Tales from the Street?
Sure.
Okay, I will cue that up. Transform the essence, the soul of the Dr. Pepper. okay, there's Tails, and... My computer's just not cooperating tonight for some reason. I don't know what it is, whether it's my computer or the connection. No, not forever. Not in a very long time.
Not forever.
Not forever. Probably never. I've never defragged it.
You might try that. You probably have
coming
like
from the man who's
yeah,
like,
coming from you?
Yeah.
What would you know, motherfucker?
Did somebody say the word defrag today, and you? That's your word for the day?
No, but I defrag.
Reel it back in.
Oh,
we really
want
to play.
Oh, connect. Come on. We're currently off the air.
Remember the bully thing? Okay, you're the bully, and I'm going to make you pay for killing me. All right?
That's nice.
You may kill me, but you'll feel it in the morning.
I'll have a scar, so at least I'll be able to remember your body parts. You're in my way.
Ah, yes. All the love and the warmth.
Did you piss off the DAC again?
He pissed himself off.
Ooh. All right, so what did I miss?
Streams
nothing,
are all dead, it says.
Because it's all foobard.
Just think, in a few, you know, maybe a week,
maybe a
couple
week.
Of weeks, you'll be able to download this whole show. You can listen to it pure, without any
no interruptions,
skips, no interruptions, nothing.
That must be so nice for them
you'll,
to be
you'll
able
even,
to do that.
Your damn you'll even be able to get this bit that you're not getting right now.
Who hit the red button?
Enough of that. I don't even know what that was.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, now it's all foobard and frozen. Again.
Okay.
Time to go fall back on old promos.
I'm living to reboot.
Song is gay. Where is my rent radio?
Okay, are we going to do Tales from the Street or what's the fucking deal here?
Well, would you like to do it on the air or off the air?
Why? What's, what
we're
mean?
Off the
we're
air
off
right
the
now.
Air right now, and I'm fixing it. We're not just
okay, there's like
bumbling
riding,
around
there's
and
shit. You better get
oh, of course.
They're really, really not.
Wait, what the hell? Fucking.
Listen to silence.
Well, type something in the IRC there, Drex, and keep them updated on what's
quitting,
going on.
Quitting. Crazy redhead has quit IRC. Great.
Pink quitting time, the IRC does not help.
No, there's pink timeout. We're yorking on it. We're yorking on it. Don't you york on me, Drexall.
Go york yourself.
York you, man.
Fucking, York off.
Fucking Yorker. You just created a whole new lexicon slang. We're yorking on it. You're not to worry.
We are yorking.
We're yorking on it right now.
Radio studios are yorking on it.
Hoody, hoody, hoody.
We're
York.
Okay. You can hear us at the moment. We're having problems right now.
We should fuck with
you. We always have
fun. We're suffering from technical difficulties.
Are we on the air?
We are on the air at this moment.
Oh, man, that's too bad. We should fuck with these guys. Next time, like, when we go off the air, we'll come back on. It'll be like some cooking show.
And all these fucking
I guess you've ruined that idea now, though.
We'll have to think of some other show we have to pretend to do.
We'll have to have, like, a bunch of old ladies pre-recorded and stuff, and we'll have, like, you know, the Bible channel. We'll get, like, a bunch of
we're now on the air.
378.
Thanks, LinkRx. You didn't know.
Cubic zirconia.
We could sit there and have, like, well, thankfully, we've managed to have our...
And this isn't...
Holy hackers cracking
the
Red Radio stream.
What the...
Oh, my God.
It's going on and off the air.
Yeah, see, this is Sim's computer's fault. We can't blame the servers. It's his computer.
You think so?
Well,
Sam,
I could reboot.
What? Sam, is there any chance...
The internet has infected your computer and slowed it down?
Wait a sec. Is there any chance that we could be experiencing some kind of denial of service attack or some sort of direct attack against the station?
No.
There's
no
chance of that?
Not much chance.
It's his computer freezing.
A little bit.
Your computer's freezing.
Is there a way to check for that later?
There we go.
It seems pretty clear. Your computer's jittering. We're going to blame the connection to the internet when your computer's freaking out?
I'm going
to
ask Sim, because Sim actually works for a networking company. If this was a traffic problem, I'd ask you.
He told me that my video camera didn't work last week.
And the VCR was off.
He's not a video audio specialist.
Yeah, because the VCR was off.
I was basically trying to, like, get a fight going.
We're having some troubleshooting difficulties here.
Are you still on? Everything looks cool on your end there, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah, baby. No problems here.
So let's try this one
Drex
more time.
Seems to be able to run the computer over on this end, Sim.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do Tales from the Street.
They won't hear it.
What do you mean they won't hear it?
We're not on the air.
On the air.
We're still not on the air?
No, it's Winamp's freezing. I'm gonna have to reboot for us to properly function.
Well, then fucking reboot.
Tell them I'm rebooting.
We got to reboot, boys and girls. We got to reboot some boys and girls. Say we're still. Tell them we're still yorking on it. Shut up, Sean. I wish I had a keyboard. A lot.
That would help. We're still recording, though, so they will hear this. If you'd like to add some funny things for
the most powerful position is on your knees.
Need prayer? Call 373-PRAY.
You realize, of course, that if Silent Zero has put together a denial of service attack on this and we find out about it, he'll be fucking destroyed. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow. I'll have someone swing by his house.
And then swing by him.
No, we'll just go there and take his computer. Bring us your box. Do it now. Done that, okay. Like, what would you have me do? And now there was like 47 posts on it. I put a big post on the page saying, wow, that's really fucking cool that all these people stood up for me and said, fuck you. You know, you're an idiot.
Green and yellow light flashing? Oh, there's an orange light?
Oh,
yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem.
I'm fucking mad at that, man.
Well, what?
Okay, somebody posted a hate site about
it. I know about that, but...
Adrian was pissed. She read that, and she's like, well, don't they realize how much work you put into this? And blah, 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 blah. She was...
Yeah, the modem is all fucked
up. Soylent Zero put a hate site up about me. He's a guy who used to be in cult, didn't become a guardian,
started being freaky, so I kicked his ass out of cult. And then he started being freaky, and I'm like, okay, you're still being a freak. I'm banning you from the Rant Radio channel.
Is that the guy who you, like, went bazooka on a couple
No. That was another guy. He fucking totally apologized. He's like, really sorry. And please don't kill me. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to kick your ass out of cult. It's just he didn't know, right? He was coming in with RC issues on the fucking show. And I'm like, what, well, stupid?
Which is we've the best been thing hearing about it for 6 months.
No one's ever come to me with an RC issue ever again, which was nice. So
it helps.
I was just like, what the fuck ever, right? But like, I'm sitting there, and this guy's like totally shitting. Like, whatever. He's like, oh, you're a fucking fascist. You're a fucking ignorant fuck. All this kind of shit. I'm like, whatever, man. Whatever. You don't want to be in cult, that's fine. He's like, I'm out of cult. Fuck you. And I'm like, okay, that's your choice. Have a nice life. Then he goes to the Rant Radio channel. He's like, motherfucker, you know, and every time somebody shows up in the channel, he's like, oh, cult's bullshit and fucking total bad-mouthing. This goes on for, like, 3 months, okay? And I'm finally like, okay, this is starting to piss me off. Will someone please shut Soylent up? I go to the Rant Radio channel, and I wasn't going there because this guy would just attack me. So I'm like, whatever. And then he keeps going. So I say, fine, fuck this. I've had enough of this. You're banned. You're out of the fucking channel. Tell all the people who run the channel that city's fucking gone. I don't want him in there. And then he ICQs me at home, saying, motherfucker, who do you think you are? Wah, 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 wah. And I'm like, ignore. Blah, blah. Right? I'll see you around, right? And at that stage, I'm like, holy fuck, whatever. I got a firewall up now, so I don't give a shit. Right?
This is not a bridge. Go live under something else.
Yeah, thank you very much. And he's, like, totally all fucking pissed off. So now he's, like, he's got this holy war, this action against cult. And I'm like, motherfucker, has it ever clued into you that maybe I could, you know, strike back in some way, that I'm the picture of restraint right now?
Or has it ever possibly occurred to you that maybe people don't like you because you're a jerk?
Like, you're
everyone's hating me. What's the problem? Why are they being such...
You're the idiot, okay? If you don't get along with anyone, guess who the problem is.
With.
Most people don't realize that.
Yeah, if you don't get around with one or two people, there might be a problem with that.
I know people like that. Yeah. They're like, oh, this person at this store is bitchy to me, and then I went to work, and they were all bitching at me.
This fucking kid.
Guess what? You're an idiot. You're the bitch.
You're an absolute cocksucker. This kid is calling me up, and he's like...
We're on the air again.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, thanks for that. Thanks for that.
Just before you go on, you know...
You know, but anyway,
I'm sure you don't care.
Well, I didn't really want to get into this on the show.
No, it's not on. It just started.
Okay, well, whatever. We're just... What we're talking about is that some of the people here in the room didn't know about the hate site that fucking Soylent put
The Luddite over here didn't know.
Yeah, so I was just explaining...
My cable modem went all foobarred, and the little orange light started going. Yeah, that kicks us off the internet. It seems we're okay now, quite possibly.
So let's try this one more time.
One more time. It's Tales from the Street.
You know, this better be an amazing fucking story. You gotta dig the joke, right? Tales from the Street.
No pressure.
Yeah, that's grand.
We've been waiting 20 minutes for this. No pressure.
Great.
No pressure.
I won't even say the tagline. I'll just go straight to the story. Horrific accident, as per usual.
It's got to be that way.
Oh, absolutely. Idiot takes his vehicle, decides to run headlong straight into a Meridian. Happens quite a lot. The vehicle hits so hard, it all but crumples and wraps around it. But he's still alive. Man's bleeding like a stuck pig. No, actually, not outside, inside. We arrive on scene.
At least he's clean about it.
Oh, yes. We show up. The guy's pale. The guy's not looking so good. And we're having to wait for rescue in order to get this guy out. So this is where, for the first time...
How do you stabilize him if you can't get to him?
Hang on.
Just as a footnote before you carry on, I'll do the Soylent Zero's a cocksucker story afterwards because the RC really
Everyone
wants
to hear it.
Okay, carry on.
Except for one person, which would be Soylent Zero. And
he's
we
not
give
listening
a
anyway, and if he is, he's the biggest masochist I've ever met.
Right. Anyways, we're working on this patient going, okay, what the hell is going on? Well, we look at him, not breathing. No, he's breathing, but he's not really conscious, yada, yada, yada. This is where, for the first time, I get to experience and see and assist in doing something called an intraoscular injection or IV start.
What's that?
Long story short, the man is about to bleed out. He requires fluid. Now, there's the way he was trapped and compressed, there's no vein or immediate artery that we could access to get fluid back into them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this neat little technique where you can take about a 2.5-inch to 3-inch needle or IV syringe. Now, I want everyone to grab their knee. I want you to feel the kneecap right there.
Oh, yeah.
Now follow along the bottom of the kneecap.
Oh, yeah.
Go along either the outside or the inside, and you'll feel the base of a bone. Now, that there's a little bit of a gap between the two bones, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a section of cartilage that's right on the cap of the top of the bone. Now, what you have to do is you have to take this 2.5 to 3-inch needle, slide it about a 60-degree angle from just above the knee, sliding it into the muscle, underneath this lovely kneecap, hit the cartilage. Now, not only do you have to hit the cartilage, you have to keep going and pushing through the cartilage. You know you're there when you hear and feel the pop.
Oh, whoa.
Now, the interesting part about this is the ALS crew that I was with at the time when this happened, this is the first time they'd ever done one in about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, now one of the complications that can happen with this, as it happened with this particular patient, is even though it went in, he jabbed it in a little bit too hard and not quick enough, so it actually took the chunk of the bone marrow, which is where the fluid is supposed to go into.
Yes.
It goes in through the bone marrow, because that's where the blood flushes, and gets clogged. So they have to pull the needle back out.
The needle out because it clogs because you have the bone marrow that packs inside the needle.
And the nice part is, this is the other thing you also have to add. Remember, if this person was conscious, and they do this on trapped conscious patients quite a bit, is there's no anesthetic that can freeze a bone.
No.
You can't freeze a bone.
Oh, okay.
So all of a sudden you have dull, 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 sharp, blinding pain.
You can't see what's going on.
But you can feel it, motherfucker.
I've had to work with patients that have had that done.
Oh,
I was never there to put it in. Mm-hmm. I was there when they extracted it.
Yes, it needless to say, transporting this patient was a joy.
Oh, yeah.
Because the interesting part is about 5 minutes afterwards, he came around. And we're still waiting for rescue, so we have to talk to this guy and try not to get him to look down and see this horrific thing that's pumping fluid into him. Yes, you'll be fine, sir. Oh, what happened? You know. It was such a joy. I just had to.
You were late on your payments, sir. They took care of you.
Ooh.
Oh, that's all kinds of fucking multiple layers of wrong.
Remember, kids, pay your tax bill. We're going to play
And just remember, don't drive drunk.
Yes, that's what happens.
We're going to play the last rant?
Last rant, then we're going to open up the phone lines.
Okay, they want to
hear
that.
This is an experiment, too. What?
They want to hear that story, though.
You want to do that now? Okay.
Well, we'll do the rant, then I'll do the story, and we'll crack up the phone lines.
Okay. That's good. Keep talking.
I'd forgotten about intraosculars.
That sounds like one of the nastiest things you can do.
No, I have other worse things, and he knows them.
There's more pain.
That's Ronan Templar Knight.
That's TK.
Without glasses.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Menacing?
Menacing much. Okay.
And he's a grim servant of death as well. People flock to him,
nice
too.
The flames of hell in the background. I like that. That's great. That's not a lamp. That's a burning soul.
The Canadian military is the one, right? That's the last one we need to play. We've done the hackers.
So. This was done special. So.
Special.
This is an experimental rant.
No, this one was done special for a guy I don't know.
Here's Sean Kay, Canadian military.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the Cope
Leader.
For more info on Cope and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecope.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Okay, if you didn't know, my name's Sean Kennedy, and you know what? I used to be in the Army. And in the Canadian Army, see, once upon a time, the Canadian Army used to kick ass. Once upon a time, it was the Second World War. We used to go around, liberate everything. It was very cool, you know? They lied to us. They said, hey, there's beer up there. Hey, that's Vimy Ridge. Go over there. There's beer over there. We're like, oh, okay. Hey, they're shooting at us. They just want our beer. But no. In fact, it was all just a big goop because the Americans and British couldn't take it. But now, our Army sucks ass. Why? Because it's political power. Because, you know, we're all being assimilated by the United States. Case in point, just the other day, I was talking to a guy who will name unnamed at this time. You see, once upon a time, there was a tire. This tire, see, the Army all has the same kind of tires on all their big trucks and on their artillery pieces. The same fucking tire, okay? And one of the tires, because they're so old, one of the little rings, split ring tire thing, popped off and, I guess, damaged some equipment. So you know what they did? They grounded everything. They grounded all the trucks. They grounded all the artillery pieces. So if anybody, you know, in like a third world nation who's got a shotgun who wants to invade Canada, go right ahead, because we've got no artillery. We've got no trucks. They're towing fucking antique hardware behind new vehicles. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. Holy shit. Do you realize if you got all the hockey players together in Canada, they would outpopulate the army? We got 80 jets in the whole fucking country. Canada has 80 fucking jets, okay? They're retiring all the ships. I mean, Jesus Christ. You got 30 guys with, like, shotguns and a Cadillac, and they'll do a better job at defending the country than fucking the entire armed forces will. We don't have enough ammo, okay, to fire all the rifles in Canada and fill all the magazines. This is absolutely crazy. I'm not really one for military spending, but I think, you know, if you're going to have an army, maybe you should say equip it. Either do it or don't do it. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
I'd like to say thank you to all the... What the hell? We don't want to hear it again.
It's time for...
We don't want to hear it again. I want to say thank you to all the people who hung on during the 10-minute outage we had.
The thing about that rant is that they have me.
And that's all they need.
And I am the equalizer.
Small note for about the planes. Now, as I mentioned before, my girlfriend spent 8 years in the Air Force as a safety officer working on our CF-18s.
Right.
And she mentioned that when I told her about the fact that we had lost like 40 of our planes and we were just down to 80, she said, I'm really interested if those 40 planes were the ones that weren't flying or if we just lost, you know, 40 planes. So if possible, because apparently when she was there, on average, more than half of our planes at any one time could not actually fly.
That's great. What's the point?
It's all kinds of bad.
So, right. Yeah, we might have less than, if that's true, we might have less than 40 fucking planes in this whole country.
That's because my dad retired. He used to fix them, and then he retired, and he's not there to fix them. He was the great equalizer when it came to the Air Force, and so they've got to rely on me now.
Okay.
Our country's still screwed.
Why don't you tell us the story?
Okay, here's the bottom line. Okay, there's this fucking guy named Silent Zero, and everybody who doesn't know can now clue in with this whole thing. We got it on archive. What a fucking thing. Anyway, you know how it is. Because Cult is the kind of organization it is, I meet and greet every freaking seven-state loser, whoever fucking was, okay? There's a lot of people who don't get into the fucking organization because I get these questionnaires that are just fucking way out to lunch. Okay? Like, yeah, you know, I want to join you because, you know, I want to restore the white homeland and shit like that. Like, I get some free.
Or getting back email in purple crayon, like, how is that possible?
Yeah, no, you would not believe some of the
shit
that,
that
I have.
Font?
You would not believe. Guys are like, wow, you know, there's, like, for every person who I let in, there's usually one, maybe even two people I deny. Okay, access to the fucking scene. So, occasionally, a wacko gets through. Because, I mean, the question is pretty easy to fucking, you know.
One of them slipped through the cracks?
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, this guy joins. I mean, he was a good guy. I don't know what the fuck the deal was here.
He went bad.
No, he's a good guy. Like, I didn't have a problem with this guy, right? So, and he went along. And he started having issues with how I was running the show, right? Like, he had a problem with how I was doing the whole fucking... oh, yeah, I got that on my desk at work. Very cool.
Locate, close with, destroy.
Yeah, the Ronin wallpaper that No Deal, I think.
Very, very cool.
No Deal did. No, Nixter did.
Nixter
did that. Anyway,
that
so
Nixter.
I'm like, okay, so whatever. So Solomon Zero has huge issues, and he's starting to, and every time I'm in the channel, I'm trying to fucking, you know, make some points and provide, you know, a bit of leadership, whatever. You know, and I think I'm pretty relaxed, okay? Like, APOC and Smokehouse are sometimes riding my ass because I'm not more, you know, fucking hardcore. You know, because I realize that the more you try to squeeze people who are into, like, freedom and chaos, the more that they'll fucking just say, fuck you, Sean. So,
it's
like, I can't manipulate fuck all. I just come up with ideas and guys think they're cool. If you don't like my ideas, well, you're simply going to leave. I mean, it's just, that's how manipulative I am. Anyway. So, this fucking guy was all like, no, you're fucking wrong, blah, blah, blah. And he's, like, talking about dual political parties and sanctions and paperwork and ultimate freedom and all this kind of shit, right? And I'm like, no, dude, that's not how this organization's going to work. You don't join the Army and then decide that you're going to decommission it. It just doesn't work like that, right? So he decides he wants to leave, right? And I'm like, okay, cool, you know, whatever. It's not going to work.
Don't like it, leave.
Thanks much, you know, and there was no hard feelings. Okay, whatever. So he's hanging around in the Rant Radio channel, and I guess he wanted to be a guardian, and he didn't have what it took or whatever.
And he's hanging around the Ram Radio Channel, and this guy is fucking trash-talking me 6 ways from Sunday, okay? He's all over me. I'm getting all kinds of email from people saying, yo, Sean, this fucking guy, like, he's totally on you, man. Like, every time you open your mouth, this fucking kid, he's calling people down. People join, want to ask about cult. Salt and Zero's right in there. No, fucking cult's a bunch of fascists. They're fucking whatever, blah, 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 blah. And they're totally riding his ass, right? And I got all these logs that are sent to me and stuff.
like
fuck all doesn't happen in that channel that I don't hear about. Right? So I'm like, whatever. Okay, fine. You know, and I'm like, well, it's his say, you know? It's freedom of speech. You know, if he doesn't like me, that's fine. You know, he's got a problem with how I'm running things. That's fine, too. It's the Rant Radio channel. But, you know, my patience wears thin after a certain amount of time. It's 3 months later. The island's more deadly than ever, and this motherfucker won't lay off. Okay? And he's not laying off me, and I'm like, you know, asshole, okay, Gandhi is sitting beside me going, why don't you kick this guy's fucking head in? You know what I mean? Like, seriously. And I'm sitting there, and this fucking guy, I mean, he's fighting with everybody. He's causing all kinds of problems. And so I'm like, okay, fuck this. And there was one show, I said, fuck this, I've had it with this fucking kid. I want to ban Dio, Echo, fucking Let Loose the Hounds. This fucker shows up.
It's over for him.
This guy shows up in the IRC. He's not allowed in the IRC, that's it. Okay? I didn't send anyone after him. I didn't send anyone to his house. I didn't fucking have this guy's computer shut down. I didn't infect his system. I didn't do one tenth of the shit I could have had done. Okay? Mm-hmm. That people were offering to do. I was telling people
don't do that.
Not to attack him. Okay, I'm standing up for this fucking guy, right? And I just said, fuck you, okay, whatever. Just get him out of the channel so he's no longer an issue.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's like, you can't do that. Well, yeah, I can, actually.
You just did.
Oh, he's like, well, you're not Rant Radio. No, but I am fucking the rant in Rant Radio. And motherfucker, he's not going into the goddamn
I'm
channel.
The radio, he's the rant.
Yeah, that's
together
how that
we
shit.
Make Rant Radio.
Yeah, that makes Rant Radio, so fuck you very much, okay? I promise you, Sim and I have been doing this longer than any one of you assholes, so, you know, you're gone. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, fine. Whatever. I don't even... Actually, no, Drexel has actually technically done this longer than I have, which is true, because he was on board before I was. So,
yes.
Yeah. He's got me licked by about 2 months.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I'm like sitting there going...
I'm about 5 minutes older than Sim on it.
so there
that's
you
great.
Go. But anyway,
thank
so,
you, Grandpa.
Like the only person I'm going to take shit from on this is Drexel, and that's about it. You know, and I try to take very minute amounts. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And this fucking guy, now, I banned him from the channel. He contacts me at home. He ICQs my ass, and he's like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? I want to talk to you. And ignore, right? And I'll see you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm not accepting.
Guess what? I don't have to talk to you.
And it's pretty funny because, you know, I'm like, and this is not, I don't know, I wouldn't even be talking about this if people didn't want to hear about it, okay? Like,
they
this is just like
do.
IRC bitching,
yeah.
You know? So I'm like, whatever, fucking ignore. I don't have time for your shit. Okay, I've got a firewall. I just put in a Linksys firewall, and it's nice. And so I'm not worried about anybody attacking my system.
You can go bye-bye.
Are
you down?
No. Wait.
Yeah, they
thinking about it.
Yeah, they're Sam, you're down again.
It's not cooperating. Oh, it is down. It was like fuck. Yeah, it's being a four.
Sam, could you do anything to fix this?
Is the modem going nuts again?
It still looks like
no,
it's
that's
going.
Fine.
It's interesting that it's going crazy while I'm telling the story.
No, the modem went down before.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can do anything to that modem.
You're
so,
sure?
Yeah, oh yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay. No, I just know.
No, he knows.
That's what. Okay. Continue on.
Okay, are we back up now?
We're having a lot of problems. I don't know why. It's my cable modem.
Okay, what it's not.
Yes,
we
know what it's not.
We know we're not being hit with a denial of service attack.
Yeah.
We know that Soylent Zero is not to blame. I'm not being sarcastic here, okay? I swear to God, because some people are like, motherfucker, Soylent Zero, he's attacking Rant Radio.
Get up!
Let's go to his house and light him on fire, right? No.
Don't do that.
That is not the fucking case. Relax.
On a video.
Guys are posting all kinds of shit. I pulled down 2 posts on the page from people who were pissed off. Because get back to this. So the Soylent Zero guys.
But first, everyone is still listening out there. For every 5 minutes that we're still on the air till the end of the show, take another drink.
Okay, anyway, the bottom line is this fucking guy, he puts up a hate site about this thing with Skip Radio. You know, where he puts up where I tried to support him, and then I found out he was fucking, you know, a piece of shit. And then they post my apology, you know, where I'm like, I accept full responsibility, you know, whoever wants me to step down or whatever, fucking here we go. You know, And he's like, you see how manipulative this evil man is. And it was funny because I'm reading this going, you know, you could have done a way better job on this, you know, plan. You know, you could have reworded something
There's a thing called spinning. And
yeah, you have to put a certain spin on the thing to show me to be an evil prick.
Yeah.
Totally failed that. All you showed is me going, support this person, and, oh, I got duped, and I'm sorry, and I accept full responsibility. Okay, this is great. And to top
you off, asshole!
No, I'm a git. He didn't even call me an asshole. He called me a git. What a git. And I'm like, okay, that's beautiful. So I go and I do a post because I think it's funny as fuck. Because Terrell sends me this, right? Yeah. And I think this is just fucking amazing. So I post
funny.
On the page. I'm like, Sean K, a git. Newsflash. You know, I'm a cash cow milking motherfucker.
Sean, I never would have known.
You know, I'm profiting oh so highly. If I profit any more from cult, I'm going to lose my house, okay? That's how much I'm profiting from fucking cult, okay? Like, shit, man. So
he profits
like,
as much as I do from Rant Radio.
Is a cash cow supposed to hemorrhage money?
Yeah, you know.
Has anyone actually made any money off of this?
I've lost so much money.
I've made back some cash.
I've made zero.
From like t-shirt sales and stuff. I've made back some cash. But like, okay, I'm into cult now, me personally, on a personal level now, for about $4,000. I've made back probably about $150.
I
tell a lie. $20 from MP3.com.
I lose $100
a
week
American.
For coming here.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So, anyway, and I do the post on the page. I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Check this out. This is great. Finally, I'm somebody hates me, right?
That's right.
Right on. You know,
you're not.
Now, the thing that really got me was, what, did you not think that I'd ever been opposed before? You know, me being the kind of person that I am, the amount of opposition I have had, like, motherfucker, I was like, opposed by people whose job it was to make my life a living hell, who are way better than you could ever hope to be, okay? Like, motherfucker.
Professionals have opposed
like,
me.
That's their job, is to make your life shit. I'm a drill instructor. My life is to make this job shit. I've been an instructor for 23 years.
I'll be working with you for the next 3 years.
You know, I'll be with you for the next 11 weeks while making your life utterly shit. You know,
thank
I mean,
you.
These are professionals, okay? I have been fucked over by the best. I can say confidently, okay? So the thing that gets me is I'm sitting there, right, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I post it up, and I'm like, that's too funny. And I walk away. Now, next morning, I get up, and that night, I went and talked to, I watched two shitty vampire movies. I watched that 1978 remake of Nosferatu, which was a big piece of
I like Klaus Kinski's look, but I have to agree with you.
Oh, they fucked everything up. I'm like, wow, labored lines much? Anyway, so... And then we watched the bad last Dracula Christopher Lee Hammer film, Dracula Prince of Darkness, that didn't even have Peter Cushing in it. Uh-huh. And it was just a...
Is that the one where Christopher Lee doesn't speak in the whole film?
That's the one.
That wasn't actually the last one. The last one was around 1974. It was just before Hammer folded until they were resurrected about 20 years later as a direct-to-video company. It was a co-production with the same guys who made Bruce Lee's martial arts flicks.
Oh, yes!
Golden Harvest.
Yes.
It was called The Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires.
Yeah.
It didn't even have Christopher Lee or Peter Cushing in it. It had some other, like, guy they grabbed off the street of London, flew to Hong Kong, and filmed this fucking martial arts vampire movie that is
that
like,
you have to
whoa.
See to believe. It's
okay, if it doesn't have Christopher Lee in it, it's not a Hammer Dracula film.
It was technically.
Technically, I think the last one is Dracula 72.
Okay, no, whatever.
Technically, the last one was The Satanic Brides of Dracula.
Okay, that sounds like it could be some good watch. Is that even close to the softcore porn that I think it is?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, in any case, so Satanic Brides of Dracula here on Rant Radio. Anyway.
Tangent.
So, yeah, fucking subject whiplash. So, anyway, I get up the next morning, and I go check the page, and there's, like, 44 posts from people who are like, fuck you, man.
You, Sean.
Sean kicks ass, and we'll fucking come to your house and kill you and stuff. And APOC went off. APOC had to pull his thing down. So I'm like, APOC, you can't actually threaten people.
Yes,
on
but
the
that's
page.
Okay, because I have it up and framed in my wall.
he sent it to me, and I'm like, holy fuck, and I'm scrolling down through this thing, and it really... really touched me, because in the last few weeks, it's really got me down. I mean, with the new job and everything, it's been, like, you know, de-stressing. I'm fucking trying to get my
new hate site just posted.
What's this?
Fuck cult.
Oh, goody! We got another one!
Right on,
baby! Posted in the IRC. Where's this? What does this say?
It says, I realize that there might actually be some people out there who are interested in the truth about some cult's upstanding members. I knew these people before they joined cult and take the opportunity to warn current cult members about them before it's too late. And I was well to let anyone know who would join cult about the kind of people that Sean Kennedy, that money-gripping bastard, attracts. Anyone else with warnings about cult, anyone thinks I'm full of shit, can email me here. SmiteCult@IamChristian.com. Zophiel, Brooklyn, Hellborn, and Pele. I don't know what this means.
Can you click on there?
Nothing happens.
What's this say that we've got here?
It's the same thing.
What's it say? Well, it says Brooklyn. Can you scroll up?
It just says Brooklyn.
It doesn't say anything. It just says Brooklyn, Hellborn, Pele.
I don't understand.
I guess they're gonna put up information on these people and like try to fuck them over.
Who's Brooklyn?
Okay. Whatever. I'm going to make a little bit of a decree here, okay? This is how this shit works.
Listen up.
Okay? If people are going to go and decide to attack any members in cult, I cannot stop you from defending yourselves, okay? The whole point of cult is defense, okay?
Fast and loose.
We do not attack people. But if you're being attacked on the web... And you guys decide to organize amongst yourselves through the communication medium that I have provided to go fuck these assholes up. I can't stop you. I have no influence over you. So do not come to me and say, Sean, should we go kick his ass? I don't care either fucking way.
Always remember the cult credo. There are no victims.
No more victims. These assholes want to victimize you. You want to get a flame war going, get a hacker war happening. I don't give a fuck. Rock on, Garth. They can't shut down our page. I know that for a fact. So, fuck you very much. You're going to sit there and attack the cult members? What are you, fucking insane? Like, do you realize there's a whole clan? There's two clans. One of them is dedicated to actually driving around with guns and shit. The other one is a hacker community. Like, are you fucking nuts? Why don't you just go and burn the Irish flag in the streets of fucking Belfast? You know, there's like easier ways to kill yourself, you stupid fucking idiot. Listen to me, Soylent Zero. Stop now while you're ahead, because I cannot stop these people from kicking your ass. I won't do it, okay? I can't advocate it. I don't have any control here. People, like, don't think that I have this much control over the cult members. This is for all the people who are no doubt are listening to the show right now, you know, all mad, okay? I don't have any control of these guys. I'm not nearly the cash cow, fucking Hitler-esque living god that you think I am.
Sean, two words. Common carrier. The common carrier is not responsible for the actions carried through it.
Yeah.
Just like the telephone company.
Well, exactly. I'm like, I'm fully common carrier. These guys, people have chosen to ally themselves with a vision that I had. Okay? And part of that vision states very clearly that you stand up for each other. If you think you're going to fuck with Zophiel and Brooklyn and Pele, okay, who was so disturbed by the thing with Skip that he was going to send back the button that Skip gave him because he felt it was soiled. Okay, Pele, who's pretty fucking hardcore.
Just sent in some stuff for us for the show.
Just sent in shit for... They didn't have to do any of that shit, okay? And if you think you're going to fuck with just these guys and not have, say, 600 people get pissed off at you, like, what are you fucking... Just stop. Just stop now. Back away, and maybe no one will fuck with you. Okay, just let it go. Just shut down the sites and walk away.
They're already looking at that site.
And you can like,
it.
Yeah, I realize that. That's why I have to get to them now before the rest of the call goes. Yeah, whatever, Sean. That's all good. We'll look after this, buddy. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, because if I was in cult and I had any skills. Like, really, because all I am is just a freak with a big mouth. Okay? If I had any DECA-related skills and I saw my brethren getting fucked over on a site when I'm joined an organization dedicated to defending the whole, holy shit would it be in the mail. You know what I mean? So I'm just sitting here thinking, guys, you can't win this war. You cannot win this war. It's not a DECA war. There are people who will come to your house. Stop now, okay? Back away. Just fuck off, all right? Don't go knocking over fucking bikers' bikes. You don't piss on fucking Superman's cape. You don't fucking...
spit in the wind.
You don't spit in the wind, okay? Sun is hot, water is wet, Desmond needs a ride to work, and cult will kick your fucking ass, okay? This is a universal constant. Please, I'm begging you, for the record, do not attack any cult members because they will turn on you and fucking tear you in half. Okay? I can't walk away from cult now if I want to because they'd find me.
He knows too much.
I'm serious. They would find me. Like, they know where I work. They know
Sean,
if anyone is a prisoner
quit.
Of cult, it would be me. Okay? I am the only cult fucking victim that I know. All right? I put in more cash, done more work, and denied more of my life for this fucking thing that's consumed everything.
By saying
kind of
not
ironic
to do things,
when you think about
by
it.
Saying not to do things, they're going very nuts in the IRC right now doing things.
I can't control these people. And everyone goes, well, Sean can't stop me. Well, no shit. I never said I could. I could just suggest stuff. Personally, if I was them, I wouldn't listen to me either. I'd be like, well, fuck. Yeah, I recognize what you're saying, Sean, but, you know, I joined this organization under the understanding that we're looking after each other.
Oh, they're being really bad. They're going too far.
I don't
they're posting addresses.
I don't know.
Phone numbers.
I don't know.
La 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 la.
They're going nuts again.
This is all about deniable plausibility right now.
La 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 la.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Don't look,
Kenny. Oh, God.
Don't look.
Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines here.
Yeah, I think we should open up the phone lines.
Okay, and please, nobody call in about this issue because I don't want to talk about this. All right? Nobody call in about this shit.
Are you getting lonely in
what are you fucking
world?
I mean, even
the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268. 6-8, so you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Okay, we're gonna.
Have we got a caller?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hi, Nixter.
How's it going?
Not too bad, buddy. What's up?
I just wanted to call in and let everybody know that Pulp Fiction is under the big belt of Da Vinci now.
Oh, right on. That's some awesome shit. I totally love reading Pulp Fiction. I'm, like, fully hooked.
Oh, yeah, I know.
How long is it between episodes now? Is it, like, a week, 2 weeks, or what is that?
I'm not sure. No deal's writing it, but I got it posted on my site. Or
fuck,
on the Da Vinci
I, like, totally
site.
Read that. I totally read that. That's so slick. Like, I fully love it.
I was thinking of doing a... sort of what No Deal did with the wallpapers for the clans.
Oh, right on.
A series of them. I made the Cenobite one and that Ronin one.
Yeah, I've got the Ronin one on my one at work, actually.
There's a Stop Cult message board now.
Oh, good.
Good, great.
That's great.
You know, that whole thing is ridiculous.
Not as ridiculous as it's
going to
be.
Something better to do with your life than try and go against a bunch of people that really don't, you know, would kick your ass anyways. I mean, I wouldn't go against, like, the Marines if they came over to my house.
Like,
no surrender.
Oh, you're going anyways.
Like, they wouldn't try this shit with 2600. 2600 has a very direct policy of nonviolence.
Oh, yeah.
And they
you
would,
don't.
And I don't advocate that. I'm like, yeah, fuck it up. You know? Like, whatever, I can't stop these people. I can't stop anybody from doing anything. If they fucking... that's what I designed this whole organization for, is for defense. So if... I thought it would come from the government. But, you know, if some crazy asshole wants to go kamikaze and run at the machine, you go, fill your boots, son. I've done all I can. You know, fucking have at. Anything else you want to say there, buddy?
Oh, yeah, Sean, I was going to be mailing my paycheck to you,
Yeah, you're fucking late this month, motherfucker.
Where's the tie?
Where's your tie? All right, baby.
We're gonna try something. We're gonna try something here. We've got another call coming in.
So say what the hell?
No. We don't want to let go of him.
Oh, we're gonna try to have two calls at one time.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Hey, Poison
Cheeto. Nixter, are you still there?
Still there, Nixter?
Yep. Yeah, it was.
Oh, we got two guys. We got a conference call.
We got conference call. Can you both hear each other?
Yep.
Right on. Okay, so to prevent it from becoming confusing,
Nixters say, what the hell?
What the hell?
Excellent.
Okay. So now you're on by yourself there, Poison Cheeto. How you doing, Bunch?
Pretty good. It's been like a long time since I called in. And so
yeah, it has. Yeah, it has, man. How's the band doing?
We really haven't been meeting at all. We were supposed to meet Saturday, but I burnt the shit out of my hand and I cut it a bunch of times.
How'd you do that, dude?
What?
How'd you burn your hand?
Okay. Someone at work handed me a pan. Well, I work in a restaurant. It was like a square pan thing. It was like halfway on a burner, and he didn't know it, and he grabbed the cold end and handed it to me, and I just grabbed it.
Oh, that's nasty.
Hello.
Wonderful.
And, let's see. I built a computer, just a shit box, but it's pretty cool. I'm working with OpenBSD now.
Oh, excellent. Right, you can get a lot of power out of old boxes.
You using OpenBSD?
Just any of those stripped down kind of BSD, Linux, any of those kind of things. All those non-graphical interfaces, OSs.
Yeah, right on, right on. That's very cool, man.
I'm getting some more parts pretty soon.
Is there an extra microphone?
I'm not getting another case, though, but I'm going to build it in a Tupperware box.
Oh, right on. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
That'll be totally slick. Okay, man. So, sounds good. Keep it up. Keep the faith and stay strong. I know you're going through some bad shit right now, but I think that what's going on is very slick. So, say what the hell.
All right, what the hell.
Excellent. Got another caller. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Gargoyle Breaker 1.
Hey, Breaker 1. How you doing, buds? What's up?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I just want to let people know that I'm going to start rewriting Cult Chat yet again.
Yes, actually, Cult Chat. Breaker 1, I want to talk to you about that. Now, you need a server to run that? Is that like a Cult IRC channel, or what is that? Excuse my ignorance.
I haven't decided what it's going to be yet. It's been a couple things. It's been an instant messenger, and then it kind of changed into a chat room.
Okay, because one of the things I've been thinking about doing is I'm actually considering setting up like a very serious cult server that'll run a cult chat, like a cult server that runs specifically a cult chat, as well as a cult ICQ server, so we can have some very secure comms and stuff like that. I've got to work it out, and I've got to generate some cash for it. But bottom line, it's going to involve like a server tower sitting at some location that has like some storage and a data haven for people that is encrypted and shit like that. This is all in the mail. Okay, so I'm interested in applications that we need a server for. This goes to everybody else as well, but if you could give me a rundown on what this thing does and through an email, that'd be great.
All right. Someone, I forget who, he sent me a couple, like, instant messengers and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one of them's called, like, Firestarter or something. I forget. Fireball something.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I remember that. It got mentioned in the IRC. It's called Firestarter.
Yeah, another one's called Kim, K-I-M.
Yeah, that Kim is a instant secure messenger. It's I believe Kim is
that's
a
too
separate.
Too bad that's already taken. Cult instant messenger.
Cult instant messenger. No, but the Kim is, I believe it's an overlay for ICQ, which allows you to put encryption on ICQ. But I'm talking about running the instant messenger totally isolated through like a server, so only cult people access the server is what I'm talking about. So it's like encryption, we can encrypt it as well on multiple levels, but it means that throughout the entire chain, it's not, it's like totally blanket. You can't do any IP tracing and stuff like that. So I'd like to institute some levels of security for this shit. But sounds very cool, though, man.
Yes.
Just wondering, you were just talking about is already probably taken. Kim is already taken.
Yeah.
Is Com already taken? K-O-M.
Cult Open Messenger?
Cult Open Messenger.
Com?
Yeah,
that's very cool.
Because I just
right? Yeah, we'll have comms, communication.
Comms.
Absolutely, it sounds cool.
Make up some good acronyms.
All right, so anything else, buddy?
Not really.
All right, say what the hell.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on. New caller.
New caller. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hello.
It's all fucked up.
Okay, well, go back on one. Go
hi,
back
you're
one.
On Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, man, this is Vampire Dark Angel.
Hey,
Dark Angel. How's
time.
It going, man? First time caller. Long time listener.
First time caller. How cool is this two
great.
Lines?
This is very cool.
It's fucking cool. Bing, 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 bing.
It's very cool. Sim's all jerking off over his new phone system.
I'm going to go turn off the other phone. It's ringing crazy.
What did you need to call in about, buddy?
Just calling to tell you guys that I like listening to your show and shit all the way from Minnesota, and I try to catch you as often as I can. Sean, you're the man. And that's about it. I just want to say hi.
No, that's cool. And you know what? We appreciate it when people phone in. Just
for the first time, say, hey,
yeah,
you're cool.
You know, Minnesota. So what time is it there right now?
It's like 11:15.
Cool. So you're staying up for the show.
Oh, yeah. I stay up every night.
Excellent.
Right on. Excellent.
Are you a student or you work?
Do you work or are you a student?
Oh, I do both. I'm a student and I work.
Wow.
I've done that. That sucks.
What are you taking?
I'm kind of going for a music major right now.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Lots of
wow.
Art.
Somebody with actual real art skills.
That's like very cool, man. That's very cool. Well, we appreciate you calling. That kicks a lot of ass. And
Eddie. You guys have fun, though.
All right, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent.
Okay, so that's it. Show's over. It's quarter after. thanks for everybody for showing up tonight because we had so many technical problems. Sim got fired like 7 times.
Over and over.
If it wasn't for his house, he wouldn't even be here right now.
Yeah, that's no
right.
Shit.
Talk about a revolving
You are so
door
fucking
program.
Fired. I'm going to run through the IRC right now just to fucking do this shit.
And a lot of people hung on through the problem.
Which is very, very cool. We're not going to.
Oh, my goodness. No call.
You're not getting in. Sorry. We got Mr. Echo, Sumerian Smokehouse, Shovel, Battle Wack, Buck X, Crazy Redhead, Soul Raper, Apocalypse, Pele, Pseudo, Case. Erase, Fault Sequence, or Fault Seek, or Link RX, Paradox, Picker One, Kexler, Mr. Echo, Snake, Dell, Rooster, T-Knight, Cyber Samurai, Marius, Soul Trance, Grinning Death, Scarecrow, Fourier, who moved, and I'm all fucked up now. Soul Trance, Marius, Scarecrow, Fourier, Half Elf, Judith, Lathe, Nomad Lathe, not Hoongan Lathe, Nomad Romulus, Guardian, Plastic, Forensic, Cossacks, Skaggy Bod, Zerstor, Raziel, RJR, Romeo Jr., who I have, he is the cult historian, and I got to get him some more shit. Microcube, Sparky, how you doing, buds? Starbaby Studio, Tylin, or T-Y-L-N, however the fuck you pronounce that. Skitty, Vampire Driz, Gone, Dark Angel, Test Subject, and Whackass Cheeto, as well as whatever AS he is. Ace, I guess. Or
Ace, A-C-E, I don't know.
All right,
who
so
knows?
Going around the room.
Thanks
I guess
for hanging on, everyone.
Yeah, no shit. Okay, so going around the room to say goodbye. I guess we'll start with Brad Drexel.
Brad.
Bye.
And
what an outro.
Goodbye from me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, well, do what thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law. And
Crowley.
So that's how that shit works. I mean, what the fuck am I going to say? I can't do fuck all about it. I'm just going to go sit in my house and wait for someone to mail me someone's hand. That's all I'm going to fucking do.
Ying, ying, ying. What I'm waiting for is they're still attached to the keyboard.
That's like all bad.
Please, disclaimer, do not send hands to Sean.
Yeah, no hands ahead. Are necessary.
Thanks.
It upsets the dark one.
Right. Hey, no, they're chicken fingers.
Look, the W key is missing.
You're like sitting there and I'm like, what's in the box, honey? Nothing. Oh, it's a fucking wrong package. I have to...
Nothing's in the box. Don't open the box.
Outside on the balcony.
What's in the fucking box?
Oh, come on. What's in the box? Nothing. Just put the gun down, okay? What's in the box? You know, fucking all that. Okay. Wow. And goodbye from?
Goodbye from Ronan Medic saying, fare thee well out there. Don't be too violent out there.
Be nice to each other.
Hoo-ha!
Hoo-ha! Hoo-ha! PVM.
PVM.
Goodbye from your old Uncle Dak saying, remember, if you can't hurt them, what's the fun?
And Black Wolf, I should be back into this a little bit more often than I have been in the
Yay!
Past several months. But hey.
Just got to grab the microphone more.
There you go.
Hi from Soma. Thanks for de-virginizing me, guys.
A pleasure.
We deflowered you.
It's a shock to the system, but.
Okay, one other thing that I do want to say here just
comes.
Before we get off the air here. Okay, no, I'm serious. You cannot post any kind of hate or hate-directed threats on the cult site. Okay?
That's bad.
Doodle posted something earlier that was a little bit aggressive. Okay, we cannot do that because of where it is hosted. If where we have it hosted, we have a really nice setup going there. It's all donated. Everything's cool. Okay, if we start doing any threats or fucking war threats or calling shit down, that is a news page for people in the organization. If you guys want to organize anything, please. Okay, I can't tell you not to do anything, but please do not. If you put any posts on there that are in any way aggressive, I'm just going to pull them back down again. Okay, I'll get APOC to fucking watch the page. He's probably listening right now going, fuck.
I don't want to watch the page.
I don't want to watch the page. But seriously, I'm going to be on the page too, and so smoky, and fucking, there can be no threats made to anyone, no fucking organization threats, no publishing about attacks, none of that shit, none of that goes on the page.
Remember, okay? it can
fucking,
come back to us.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to lose the page because a bunch of fucking, because that'll just accomplish what they want to do anyway, okay? So just fucking don't do it. Whatever you do, do amongst yourselves, set up your own websites, whatever the fuck you please, but don't do it on the cult page. Do not involve the cult page, okay? That's all I wanted to say.
Yay.
And this is Sumerian. Thanks for listening. Thanks for holding on through the crap. All the problems. I don't know what it was, but hopefully it'll be all cool next week. And we'll see you 6 days, 20 hours, and 45 minutes.
Goodbye.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers mining on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.